in your garden.
Well, I have to say, I hope your project is a success. I hope we actually get what reviews we don't expect, and actually that there are significant numbers, because I just love the little blighters. Absolutely gorgeous little things. Professor Fiona Matthews is chair of the Mammal Society. They're launching their Hedgehog Watch project. You can go to the Mammal Society or just look up Hedgehog Watch Project online. Be able to find them, and then you can fill it in and take part. Thank you very much indeed, Fiona, for that. I'm joined by a little prickly friend, John Holmes.
Oh, that's the nicest thing you've ever said. I had a hedgehog watch once, but every time I tried to change the date, it just got caught on the spines. Right then, on today's programme comes this. Priti Patel, not a pretty picture, that, is it? Boris Johnson, so foreign stuff. Also, Rick Edwards joining us off of the telly, and the people behind the No Such Thing as a Fish podcast.
I listened to that.
There
that's
you go.
Really
so
good listen. I have to, that's the QI people. And I have to say, the main takeaway from Priti Patel is, well, A, she should be sacked, and B, she goes on rubbish holidays. That's all coming up on John Holmes' show here on Talk Radio after the news. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, no doubt. Another packed show in store as well. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car. Tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/taxit now.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £199, the Volvo V40 T2R design Nav Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
For your personal contract hire, initial rental 2750, Volvo Car Financial Services. Offer ends December 31st. Subject to status, you will not own the car. 18s and over, guarantee may be required. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo, human made.
Alarms are there to keep us safe, and level crossings are no different. If you jump the flashing red light or try to weave around the barriers, you're not only breaking the law, you're putting your life at serious risk. Even if you're dying to get somewhere, it's not worth dying for. Always stop on amber at level crossings, or you're on dangerous ground. Watch Worth the Risk, our virtual reality film at youtube.com/networkrail, or download the Network Rail Level Crossings app.
Right, sharpen knives, slice bacon, remind Mrs. Jones to collect her sausages, again, pay the locksmith, update website, speak to Josh about being late, again, and find an hour to talk to the bank about their business tariffs.
HSBC's Best Tariff Promise ensures you're on our best standard tariff every year, so you're free to get on with running your business. Search HSBC Business Bank for more details.
For businesses up to £2 million turnover on a small business or electronic banking tariff business current account. Promise based on our annual review of your last 12 months account activity. T's and C's apply. See website.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Buckle up for an unmissable radio road trip on Talk Radio with the DVLA. Listen to Sam Delaney this afternoon from 4 and get current affairs conversation that puts you in the driver's seat. It's the high-performance drive time show that always goes the extra mile. Delaney, live at Drive, this afternoon from 4 on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car. Tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/car tax.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. This is Victoria with the very latest breaking news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, former Welsh minister dies days after sacking. Boris to go to Iran after blunder on jail Brits. And Weinstein expelled from the Emmys.
Talk Radio.
That's right, starting off with some breaking news. Former Welsh Government Minister Carl Sargent, who was sacked last week after allegations about his personal conduct, has died. That's according to a family spokesperson. We'll bring you more on this as we get it here on Talk Radio. Boris Johnson has expressed his anxiety over the suffering of a British woman imprisoned in Iran. It's after the Foreign Secretary said that Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe had been teaching journalism in the country, which may have harmed her case. Her family claim she was on holiday in Tehran. Here's her husband, Richard, who says she's now facing extra charges and more jail time.
An article appeared in the Iranian judiciary linking and saying, listen, now the UK confirms, Boris Johnson confirmed it last week, that Nazanin was not on holiday, but was involved in other things.
There are claims that NHS doctors and nurses in England are working on the edge of safety due to staff shortages. NHS providers say more than a third of managers feel uncertainty about Brexit is affecting their efforts to recruit people overseas. The Department of Health admits the service needs more staff. Shadow Health Secretary John Ashworth says funding needs to be addressed.
You've got to get rid of this public sector pay cap, which is causing real strain on our NHS staff. The financial squeeze on the NHS, combined with £6 billion worth of cuts to social care, is putting real pressure on the front line. It's intolerable and it can't go on.
A building at the Scottish Parliament's been evacuated after several suspicious packages were found. One of them was a letter sent to Conservative MSP Jamie Halcrow-Johnston. It was opened and contained white powder. Police say the evacuation is a precaution. Prosecutions for honour-based violence are at their lowest level in 5 years, despite the number of reports to police going up. Only 5% of cases were passed on to the Crime Prosecution Service last year. And Harvey Weinstein has been expelled for life by the organisers of the Emmy Awards. The Television Academy voted to impose the ban following a mountain of allegations of sexual harassment and abuse against the film producer. The 65-year-old has unequivocally denied allegations of non-consensual sex and is facing criminal investigations in both the US and the UK.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there. You didn't really end on a lighter story today. Sometimes you slip in a, you know, the equivalent of the skateboarding duck or the, you know, the cat with a tail that's shaped like a hammer. I don't know. But sometimes that happens, doesn't it? Just to lighten the end of the news. Well, that ended on a downbeat note.
Sorry,
for me.
Sorry, John. Sorry.
It's fine. I appreciate it's the news, and that's perfectly acceptable.
I mean, I can try and do the weather in a chirpy way. Would that help?
That would help, actually. Okay. Let's give it a go. Yeah, go on then.
Okay.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So, heavy rain and blustery winds are spreading east, leaving brighter conditions behind and highs of 13 degrees.
Right. I mean, yes. But again,
that didn't work.
Maybe more of a smile. Try more of a smile.
I don't think I could smile anymore.
Try and just give it a. Go on. Big old smiley face. Go on.
Heavy rain and blustery winds spreading east, leaving brighter conditions behind. Highs of 13 degrees.
That's very good. Delivered like a sort of. An air stewardess pretending to enjoy. Doing announcements, that was very much in the style of that.
I had to get some arm movements though to try and get a bit of welly.
You did move your arms about quite a lot.
Yeah, and actually my cheeks hurt. I'd like to go back to not being chirpy.
Okay, fine. I wouldn't want to, you know, harm you in any way.
I mean, I think you already have.
Okay, that's not true. But anyway, so hi Victoria.
Hi John.
Great, Victoria with us throughout the afternoon, of course, bringing us the news. And now here's
Toby Gillis
with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. David Moyes has issued a rallying cry to West Ham fans as he takes over as manager.
Support the players, support the staff here. We're all here to get West Ham in the correct position.
The former Everton boss has penned a deal until the end of the season, replacing Slaven Bilic. Speaking exclusively to Jim White, Moyes admits he must prove himself to those against his appointment.
I've only managed 5 clubs in my career. I could probably give you reasons for most of them. My recent one was the wrong choice by me, so hopefully I'll show everybody what I'm really like.
Meanwhile, former West Ham boss Sam Allardyce has told us he's had no contact with Everton about their vacancy. A trio of blows to England ahead of the friendlies with Germany and Brazil. Manchester City's Raheem Sterling and Fabian Delph and Liverpool's Jordan Henderson are out injured. And Stephen Finn is out of the Ashes. England's fast bowler has gone down with a knee injury. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
You don't want to be doing that. That's Toby there with the sports. Obviously, it's powered, in case you left wondering, by Talk Sport. And now we bring you a programme powered by... Well...
Me.
No. sort of news things.
Talk Radio.
Okay, class, now relax and breathe in and out. Imagine a beautiful white beach. Inhale happy thoughts. You've just sold your house and you're overcome with joy. But since then, you've discovered Purple Bricks. Free valuations, 24/7 service, a proper estate agent, but with no commission. And you're not angry at all. Not in the slightest. And breathe out.
Keep calm and save yourself from commissary at purplebricks.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, you're listening to Talk Radio. I am Sweet Fanny Adams. And you didn't know you could be drunk in charge of a horse.
And this is quite normal in America.
A series link must. 18 stars.
If we didn't have laps, you know, I am John Holmes.
I'm a petty little man.
Oh, really?
I think they should be jazzed up. I feel like I've shown myself up. Psycho girlfriend.
And there's a bar as well.
They put blindfolds on Jedward and a group of Swedish teenagers take it in turns to snog each of them.
God save the Queen.
See?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is evolved.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey of
So a very good afternoon to you, and here we go again, don't we? Here we go again, banking on entertaining you this Tuesday afternoon. But to be clear, that kind of banking is not like offshore banking, largely because this show isn't heavily invested in by Bono or the Queen, although she does listen, good afternoon, Your Majesty, or Lewis Hamilton, or Lord Ashcroft, or Apple, or Donald Trump's Commerce Secretary, or Mrs. Brown's boys. In fact, to be honest, this show's not really invested in by anybody, to be honest with you, apart from the few of us that work on it. I'm not quite sure management even understand it, but I mean, yes, it's news-based, isn't it? It's not really like the others do it. But what we do offer you is a news-based entertainment service. If you think of it as the broadcasting equivalent of Lewis Hamilton's private jet that he avoided tax on, as we learned from the Paradise Papers. Yes, you see, you could cruise along with the masses on a tired sort of jumbo jet where the service, while good, is predictable, but kind of unexciting. Or you could come aboard this bespoke show and get the kind of service that sets us apart and makes us stand out. We'll get you all the way till 4 o'clock with five-star service. Just as long as your definition of five-star service doesn't really tally with what actual five-star service is. Who knows, though? Maybe Boris Johnson will get involved in the programme this afternoon, and that number five will be doubled to become 10 due to his utter ineptitude, much like that woman's sentence in Iran. And who would have thought that Boris Johnson, while dealing with something, would get his facts wrong? Who would have thought that? I mean, it's not like he made up anything over how much the NHS would get if we voted for Brexit and daubed it on a bus. Oh, no, hang on. Oh, no, he did do that. Oh. Anyway, yes, we bring you the news. But we've also got entertainment, and unlike the stars of Mrs. Brown's Boys, we won't be squirreling it away in secret where no one can find it. Here's what we're being transparent with today. There is headline hijack on the way. That means you get to make up a news story. Send it to us, of course. And you could hear your news lie being broadcast as truth via Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
That's it. And at 2 o'clock, it could say your words to the nation as though they were true. 87 trebled.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
That's
like.
That's how you can get in touch. Call us if you like as well. 03444991000 is our number. There is today's diversity paper review. Today, Candice is here. And she is brown. And she will be going through the papers as a diversity woman, making us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. We get a different one to do it each day. We will be helping another Kickstarter project by giving the owner-operator of a Kickstarter project a kick up the arse by inviting them on the radio to talk about their hope and their dream as they try to raise money from the public coin. Work experience punditry Jack's in again today. He's going to be looking at new music releases this week. He's the work experience, so we don't have to pay him, although we've told him it's a leg up into the industry. There's the big debate at three. We've got the first chapter of a brand new Paddington adventure to tie in with the film. As Paddington visits Brexit Britain. First chapter on the way later. Like an audio book. And we bring you hot guest action today. Rick Edwards coming in today to flog something or other, a book, I think, for Christmas. Plus, the people from the No Such Thing as a Fish podcast, they're going on tour. They'll be in to flog that. Both PR exercises dressed up as interviews, but that's two lots of guest action. There's the news in haiku. We'll take all of your reactions, please, this afternoon as well. 87222 for that.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Here's who's working on the show today. Assistant producer Chloe is working on the show today. Assistant producing the show. Hi, Chloe. Hi there, Chloe.
Hello, John.
Hi there. Also pushing the buttons today, I understand.
Yeah.
Double bubble for Chloe.
Yeah. Do you want some money?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I'm going to stash it not offshore, but in Chloe's piggy bank. Not a euphemism. Victoria's here as well.
Yes, John.
Victoria there. Victoria, not a euphemism. Cornelius is here.
Happy National Canine Lymphoma Awareness Day, John.
That's what I've been saying to everyone in the office all morning, yeah? What do we have to do for that? Just be aware of it?
Yeah. It's also known as just National Canine Lymphoma Day. Just is observed annually on November the 7th. Right. Just remember that dogs, lymphoma, can happen.
There we go. Don't you forget it. So welcome along, I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We've got a Tuesday lined up for you. And of course we're going to get into today's big news story that we'll be discussing next with some music. See if you can figure out though from the clues within artist or title of the song I'm about to play what that big story is. Play along at home just for fun, little office game for your lunchtime at work. It's this. Sex Pistols on Talk Radio in the afternoon. But why would we be playing it and how does it link to today's big story? So anyone out to lunch trying to figure it out? Cornelius has been trying here in the studio.
I think
so,
I've got it, John.
Yeah, Sex Pistols.
But We're So Pretty.
Yeah.
and Priti Patel,
yes,
which sounds similar,
yes,
is in the news for, yes, for
going on holiday and having some meetings by mistake.
Mm, what a boring holiday.
Yeah, it's not much of a holiday to me, doesn't it? No. And also, of course, Boris Johnson's in the news, also of the Foreign Office. And he's in the news for accidentally getting a British-Iranian lady more years in prison by speaking out of turn. And that makes him pretty vacant.
That's clever.
So she's Priti Patel. Pretty. Boris Johnson's vacant. Pretty vacant. There you go. On Talk Radio. In the afternoons, we'll be discussing Foreign Office gaffes next.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in November, win an Xbox One bundle complete with Thrustmaster feedback wheel and a game of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
As an employer, I like to look after my staff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But I've no say in what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Glad I brought my scarf and gloves. Thinking ahead, Wilbur.
Huh?
Well, it's like getting home care from British Gas before winter catches you out. From only £12 a month, that's less than 40p a day, your boiler's serviced every year, and if it still breaks down, we'll fix it.
Ah!
Plus, until the 4th of December, you get a gift card worth up to £50 on most home care products when you buy online. You brought the umbrella? Or thinking ahead? Not bad for a penguin. Stay a step ahead of winter. Search British Gas Home Care. Conditions apply.
Emergency, which service, please?
There's something horrible in my kitchen.
You mean like an aubergine?
No, it's some little fat, ugly creature that's eating all my money. It's driving me bananas.
Sounds like a monster bill. Have you switched your home insurance provider lately?
No, I never done that.
Ha-ha, there's your problem. And here's your answer.
Go compare. Just go visit them today. Keep that monster bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare.
Ooh-wee. I am one stuffed piggy bank. I must have £20 safely tucked up inside my reinforced titanium tummy. And however much you have saved is safe too. Because should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union, the Financial Services Compensation Scheme protects your money from just £1 to £85,000. Search FSCS Protected for more information.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The M5 through Somerset is back to normal southbound after earlier problems near junction 26 for Wellington. Surrey's M3 still has two lanes closed south between junctions 4 and 4A near Farnborough. That's following an accident. There's delays for the A40 in Gloucester because of works around the Elmbridge Court roundabout. Queues through the West Midlands on the northbound M6. The van has broken down between junction 8 for M5 and 9 for Wensbury. And through Caerphilly, the southbound A469 towards the Cedar Tree roundabout is busy because of roadworks and restrictions there. I'm Gerina Adams.
It's time to pump up your mobile. If you've got the phone, PlusNet have this amazing new £8 deal. 3.5 gig of data, 1,000 minutes, unlimited text, £8 a month.
Wonder if I can pump up this toy train.
Pick up this SIM-only plan today. Visit plus.net/mobile. PlusNet, we'll do you proud.
Standard UK minutes and text. Selected countries only. Prices may change. Rolling monthly contract. Offer ends 8th of November. Terms apply. See plus.net/mobile.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 22 minutes past 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's time to talk about today's big story, which is twofold. we've all done it, haven't we? We've gone on holiday and then accidentally had a meeting with the Prime Minister of the country we've gone to discuss the Israeli domestic political scene and the prospect of collaboration between the UK and Israel's government. I mean, it's easy to do. We've all... You know, one minute you're on the Sun Lounger, before you know it, Benjamin Netanyahu's mixing you a cocktail and keen to discuss Israel's approach to development. What a coincidence, because on neighbouring sunbeds... are Israel's foreign minister, a minister for public scrutiny, and a group of Israeli startups with a focus on new technology for Africa. You see, and that's exactly what happens when you don't get to the pool early and reserve the sunbed. Although perhaps Priti Patel, our international development secretary, did reserve the sunbeds, but with an agenda of meetings with foreign ministers that she didn't inform the Foreign Office of, and then lied about to cover it all up, rather than with some towels. Priti Patel, then, what do we know? We know she's issued some statements, and now she's had to issue some more statements because the original statements were found to be utter balls. Yet she hasn't been sacked, and neither has Boris Johnson, the actual Foreign Secretary, who appears to have made a diplomatic situation much worse by possibly doubling a British Iranian woman's sentence in an Iranian prison by getting his facts wrong. That plus, I don't know, a deputy PM with some porn on his computer... allegedly, a defence secretary who resigned for touching people inappropriately, and a prime minister who day to day seems to be like a supply teacher where everyone in her class is being naughty, but she's powerless to do anything about it. John Rentall is the political commentator, of course. I'm going to say the political commentator because in my mind he is. That's why we've got him on. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello, John. Well, after that build-up, I don't think I can compete, really. I'll just sound very sober and serious and talk about the constitutional implications of all this.
Well, we should, because Priti Patel, obviously, first. I mean, it doesn't. Priti Patel does not paint a pretty picture here, does she?
No, she doesn't, and she provides a vast amount of new material for satirists. Not that, I mean, you don't really need much satire with this government because it seems to provide its own entertainment. I mean, you know, they've probably cancelled all the satire programmes because everybody's just watching the government do its stuff.
Yeah, what we have here is somebody who went on what sounds like the world's worst and most boring holiday.
Yeah, exactly. You know, no water slides in there, I thought.
No.
That is quite a remarkable development. It's the Benjamin Netanyahu visit that's the most striking. I mean, obviously, you know, you go to Israel and talk to friends of yours if you've got friends in Israel, but to accidentally end up in the Prime Minister's office is not a normal holiday activity.
No, I mean, has she breached a ministerial code with this?
In a minor way, yes. I mean, she failed to tell the Foreign Office in advance that she was going to see these people. Normally, you would inform the embassy. It would be arranged through the embassy in Israel if you're going to go and meet important people in a country, even if you're on a holiday. So she didn't do that, and then she gave a misleading oral statement, which has now been clarified, as you pointed out, by a written statement from her department saying that what she said wasn't quite what she meant to say.
Yeah, although the oral statements were quite clear, it seemed to me. I mean, I'm only a layman in this, John, I don't know. But, you know, but when she said, you know, I like the phrase, the Secretary of State regrets the lack of precision in the wording.
Indeed. I mean, you could subject what she said to some quite interesting grammatical analysis and this very important linguistic debate about the use of the continuous present in there. But it boils down to the fact that she tried to give the impression that the Foreign Office knew about it in advance, yeah, and then had to issue a clarification saying no, they didn't.
Should she be sacked?
That's a tough one, actually. I mean, it's difficult to see what actual harm has been done, and it's difficult to gauge how serious her sort of breach of the normal rules is. I personally wouldn't be calling for her head, but then, you know, I'm one of these sort of weirdo commentators who's actually quite sympathetic to people in government and think that they have quite a difficult job.
They do, but I suppose it's your job as well as ours, really, to mock them for it in some ways. When they do this kind of thing, I mean, it's just another in the latest line of embarrassments, isn't it? Really, for the government.
Well, it is. I mean, it is. You know, it's one thing after another. I mean, if the BBC weren't completely obsessed with its own role in in publishing these leaked papers about tax havens.
Yeah.
The BBC would obviously be leading on this every day, but there's enough here, as people would say in normal times, to get rid of at least one cabinet minister, if not two.
All right.
The Boris Johnson one is obviously much more serious because that has real-world consequences, and potentially, he has said something that's very damaging and is going to lead to this. This woman being kept in jail in Iran for twice as long.
Well, while you're there, let me bring in Tulip Sadiq, who is the Labour MP for Hampstead and Kilburn, to talk about that. Good afternoon, Tulip.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for joining us as well. Well, that was quite handy that John brought that up there, because he's right. This is the serious story, isn't it?
That's right. It's very worrying. You obviously know the case of my constituent, Nazanin Zaghiri-Ratcliffe, who's been imprisoned for 18 months now, separated from her husband and her daughter. And she was on holiday visiting her parents when she was detained by the Iranian authorities. And instead, our foreign secretary is feeding into the lies which have been peddled by the Iranian revolution. And it's simply unforgivable.
How did we get to a position where he said that out loud? If why did he think that, and why did he say it?
Well, to be honest, I'm as baffled as you are, because I've been raising this case continuously for 18 months now, whether that's in parliamentary questions, whether that's a Westminster Hall debate, at the highest levels of government, it brought us up at Prime Minister's questions. We even went to Boris Johnson's office to hand in a petition, which was signed by people from all different parties. And yet he didn't know a basic fact about this very serious case, that she was on holiday. So I've raised it countless times. How he was so ill-informed beggars belief.
Would you say this is a sackable offence? We've talked about a sort of a weak Prime Minister who's kind of, losing control of the cabinet. And Boris Johnson, it's another gaffe for him, but this one could be the most serious one. Would it be enough to bring him down?
So the thing is, I don't actually think it is a gaffe. I don't think it's just a blunder. I think this is a grave error. I think it's a serious mistake which will have serious consequences. It's about life and death in this case, because my constituent is already suicidal. She's been on hunger strike, and this could add more years to her time in prison. So for me, the first thing Boris Johnson needs to do is retract the statement, apologise and call for her release. That's the first consideration. And after that, if he refuses to do that, he needs to reconsider his position. But the first thing would be to retract the statement, because the Iranian authorities are using the words that he used to put more years into Nazanin's sentence.
But when you hear as you did along with the rest of us, the foreign secretary, who's the man whose job it is to forge these diplomatic ties and have these relationships with foreign ministers and particularly prime ministers of countries, and when people with even partial citizenship, as Nazanin has, British, it's his job to go in and smooth the waters, isn't it? And I'm still struggling with I don't know if you are as well, so it's a weird question, but how it came to be that a foreign secretary could have even gone in there and made this error.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's exactly what you say, that how he didn't know the basic details of this case and to repeat this key lie of the Iranian Revolution God is just unforgivable. And how he came in front of the Select Committee without reading the details of the case, especially since he's been lobbied about this countless times.
Yeah.
And I told him and myself the next day after the Select Committee that she was on holiday. So he's had plenty of time to retract what he said and to clarify that she was on holiday, she wasn't training journalists. But I haven't heard him say that, and I'm astonished about why he isn't clarifying it quicker.
He's the comment, the latest comment from Boris Johnson is that he said his comments could have been clearer. That's the quote.
I'm sorry, but that will not cut it in a matter of life and death. There's no point saying I could have been clear. He needs to come out and he needs to say without hesitation that he was wrong and apologise. Maybe it's the first time Boris will have to do this because he's never done it in the past. But if he really wants to save this woman, if he wants to bring her back home and he wants to ensure that she doesn't die in prison, he's got to do it.
Tulip Sadiq, thank you. Tulip's the Labour MP for Hampstead and Kilburn. One of her constituents, Nazanin Zaghiri-Ratcliffe, is in jail in Iran, as we were just hearing, and Boris Johnson appears to have made the entire situation worse, despite him being Foreign Secretary. Before that, John Rentall, chief political commentator, talking about Priti Patel, who has not painted a pretty picture in an already beleaguered Foreign Office. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. If you've got any thoughts you want to add, then please get in touch. 87222 is our number.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere, do you know?
And you can call us, if you like, on a telephone. Great. Now, in the next bit of the programme, the Diversity Paper Review. We'll be going through the papers with Candice, who is today's Diversity. Plus, Headline Hijack on the way, but just after 1:30 now, Victoria's got the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
Former Welsh Government Minister Carl Sargent has died just days after being sacked. He was suspended last week from the Labour Party over allegations about his personal conduct. Talk Radio's David Spencer has more.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's reacted to news of Mr Sargent's death, calling it terrible and deeply shocking news. It's believed he took his own life after being removed from the Welsh Cabinet last week. His family's released a statement saying they're devastated beyond words.
Boris Johnson has told his Iranian counterparts he plans to visit the country later this year after being accused of a blunder that could extend a British woman's prison sentence there. The Foreign Secretary told a committee of MPs that Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe had been training journalists there. She's now facing charges of spreading propaganda. Her family and her employer say she was on holiday. It's claimed that NHS doctors and nurses in England are working on the edge of safety due to staff shortages. NHS providers say more than a third of managers feel uncertainty about Brexit is affecting their efforts to recruit people. Police say the evacuation of a building at the Scottish Parliament is a precaution. It's after the discovery of a series of suspicious packages, one of which contained white powder. And the RAC and the AA are warning prices at petrol stations are likely to rise in the coming weeks. It's because of uncertainty and instability in the oil markets. The weather, heavy rain and blustery winds spreading east, leaving brighter conditions behind. Highs are 13 degrees. There's more news in 26 minutes.
Thank you, Victoria. Victoria back as well at 3:30 today, where she will bring us today's edition of Bonus News, which is, of course, where she makes the time up because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Today, in our ever, sort of blanket coverage of everything ever, animal, vegetable, mineral, because that's everything apart from fungus, but once again, that's is that today? Isn't it the first Tuesday of every month?
Third Tuesday
of every month is fungus news, but today is vegetable news.
Okay.
Yeah. So, look forward to that. Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Yep. Right, on the way, Headline Hijack. Make the news up. Make Victoria say it as fact in the 2pm bulletin. Let's find out what's been coming in.
Unconventional after-hours radio that you won't hear anywhere else. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Stimulating nightly emissions guaranteed to open your eyes and your mind.
I'm coming around to the way of thinking that there may be other things to this universe of which we know very, very little.
Something extraordinary is happening on your radio. Make sure you don't miss the show that everyone else is talking about.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And so, to Headline Hijack, we would very much like you to supply some news, particularly a story in the bulletin at 2. It's where you get to play the role of a news writer. Victoria's the news reader, but you get to supply what she says. All of the stories in the news at 2, as you'd expect them to be in the news, are true news stories. Except for one. Because we'd like you to make one up, please. Just to confuse the people not really paying attention to this bit, not listening, maybe out for lunch. Just having this idly on in the background and not listening to any of the words that I'm saying. News to confuse. You can get in touch with yours, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What's been coming in, Cornelius? Let's have a look and see what people have been sending in so far.
This one's from Derek, who says that Cara Delevingne has announced that she is to release a cover album of hip-hop, of the hip-hop group De La Soul. Cara De La Soul is set to be awful, obviously, he adds.
All right. A trampoline park in Solihull has had to temporarily close due to an odd deviation in the level of gravity within the local area of Solihull. Scientists say that gravity levels can change as the seasons transitions, but a reasonable explanation has not yet been found. Did we do this one yesterday? Gravity levels will continue to be monitored and the trampoline park will reopen when it's safe to do so.
Yeah, probably.
I think we did. It's still in the pile. Yeah.
We have this one from Michael.
Yeah.
Sky TV has announced that it's dropping its name copyright case over the Isle of Skye and has agreed to give every resident on the island a year's free subscription in order to draw a line under the whole thing. The case has been in the trademark courts for many a century, dating back to when the Isle of Skye was first discovered.
That's right. And this is from Cookie. Donald Trump has tweeted that he's no longer going to eat guacamole after only recently discovering that it's of Mexican origin. The president said in his tirade on Twitter that he expects the avocado-based dip industry to basically collapse. The avocado people have released a statement saying they are very happy to be not associated with Donald Trump. He has, of course, talked today about launching gobfuls of guacamole at North Korea. Instead of,
I wish I was North Korea.
Yeah,
they'd probably be quiet because of all the starvation there.
Well, that's the idea, isn't it? If he can treat the people, if he can get those a trebuchet, like a medieval catapult, and fill the bucket scoop on the end with dip, and fire that over the border into North Korea while he's in South Korea, as he is at the moment in Japan, it's well known that if you smear guacamole on a nuclear missile, it renders it inoperable.
Yes. And
so that's probably a deterrent in many ways. Anyway, have you got a story you'd like to share for the news that Victoria could read out as truth at 2? You know how to get in touch. Should we do it again? 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
any
like.
Any word you'd like. On the way, well, many things, not least TV's Rick Edwards joining us after 2 o'clock, and your diversity paper review. All to come on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Buckle up for an unmissable radio road trip on Talk Radio with the DVLA. Tomorrow morning from 10, join Julia Hartley Brewer for Full Throttle Current Affairs Opinion That's Never Low Profile. It's Destination Die Hard Debate with the presenter who really doesn't give a truck. Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car, tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/tax it now.
He wasn't being himself, and he didn't want to go to school. I didn't know what was up with him. Then I got his school report. I'd been so busy working, I didn't really notice he'd been struggling in class. So instead of feeling guilty, I found a Kip McGrath tutor for him instead. They've been fantastic and have really helped him improve his confidence and his English and math results. If you think your child needs help too, trust your intuition. Book a free assessment at kipmcgrath.co.uk.
Tool time at TradePoint with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. 2 for £38 on selected Titan power tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in store for even more deals. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
At Autoglass, we know you want a hassle-free chip repair. That's why we work with most insurers, so there's no need to call them. Book with us direct and we'll manage all the paperwork for you. Easy.
So don't let it crack. Book online at autoglass.co.uk today.
Autoglass repair. Autoglass replace.
Winston Wolf, direct line, you are?
Jane, the landlord.
So I understand a piece of equipment is misfiring. There'll be some cold bodies in this house. Sorry, Jane, your boiler is broken.
That's going to cost an arm and a leg.
Don't worry, you've got direct line landlord insurance. They cover boiler breakdowns as standard with buildings cover. Get it repaired or replaced, they'll pay the cost.
Brilliant.
Switch for boiler breakdown cover as standard with buildings cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Excludes wear and tear. £200 excess applies. Not a call-out service. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Alarms are there to keep us safe. And level crossings are no different. If you jump the flashing red light or try to weave around the barriers, you're not only breaking the law, you're putting your life at serious risk. Even if you're dying to get somewhere, it's not worth dying for. Always stop on amber at level crossings, or you're on dangerous ground. Watch Worth the Risk, our virtual reality film at youtube.com/networkrail, or download the Network Rail Level Crossings app.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There is M3. It still has two lanes closed south between 4 for Camberley and 4A for Farnborough. The accident's gone, but the barriers are being repaired. Through Walsall in the West Midlands, the A34 Green Lane remains closed both ways following a building fire. On the southbound M1, you can't leave at junction 34 for Meadowhall. The exit slip's closed because of a breakdown. Queues back to 35 at Rotherham, and through Stocksfield in Northumberland, no change for the A695. The recovery of an accident involving a fire engine continues, and the road's closed both ways. I'm Joanna Adams.
It's time to pump up your mobile. If you've got the phone, PlusNet have this amazing new £8 deal. 3.5 gig of data, 1,000 minutes, unlimited texts, £8 a month.
Wonder if I can pump up this toy train.
Pick up this SIM-only plan today. Visit plus.net/mobile. PlusNet, we'll do you proud.
Standard UK minutes and text. Selected countries only. Prices may change. Rolling monthly contract. Offer ends 8th of November. Terms apply. See plus.net/mobile.
Sons of Scotland, let me ask you one question. Would you be willing to trade all your days for one chance, just one chance, to come back and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not.
Get your war face on for 3 hours of hand-to-hand debate and more combat-ready opinion than you could shake a dirty great sword at.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Can I go and wash my face?
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it is Talk Radio. It is the afternoons. Much going on, of course, in the news. There has been the breaking news of the MP from the Welsh Assembly who has died a couple of weeks or so after allegations were made against him in this whole Westminster sleaze scandal. That is breaking news. Victoria bringing you that as the afternoon goes on. Also, Boris Johnson, he appears to have accidentally kept a woman in prison for extra time. She's in Iran. He said some sort of things slightly out of place that didn't really sort of play out as per the story she had told, that she was on holiday in Iran and not training journalists. That means that she's been sent to prison because they say she's trained journalists. Boris Johnson appeared to agree with that, which has made the whole thing worse. And speaking of people on holiday from the Foreign Office, Priti Patel has painted not a very pretty picture because she has been on holiday in Israel. It's the worst holiday in the world. She didn't seem to go on one water park. She's not gone in, as far as I know, gone in the sea. She's not, like, just sat down and had an ice cream. No, she's been having meetings with Benjamin Netanyahu. So it's not so much a holiday as a lobbying exercise. But anyway, it's all very complicated, isn't it, Connie?
I can't get my head around it.
No. What, are you talking about Mrs. Brown's boys' tax implications, tax arrangements? It's like quite hard to get your head around as well, aren't they? That and Bono. And Lewis Hamilton, Her Majesty the Queen, Apple, Lord Ashcroft. You're right, that's not that exciting. Calm down. Good, anyway, yeah, complicated. So,
what a list.
How do we...
Who'd have thought, all of that lot, eh?
How do we help?
They were all so popular before.
How do we help analyse the
news?
It's
really changed my opinion on every single one of them.
Well, of course, what we do is we use short form oriental verse. Japanese poetry, that's the way into the news. To whit the news in haikus.
no longer sure if U2 is a band or a tax avoidance scheme.
Bad news in haiku.
So, to today's newspapers and the stories that everyone's talking about online and so on and so forth, as we round them up and review them for you. That's the way we do it. Except we do it in the diversity paper review. So cool, because each day a different diversity comes in here and reviews it for us. It's our way of staying ahead of the diversity curve. Everyone's obsessed with diversity, certainly in the media and so on. We like to do our bit, more than our bit, in fact, because each and every day a different diversity goes through the papers. More than they do on any other media broadcasting outlet. Puts us very much at the forefront of it. Candace is back. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Good. Reminders of your diversity.
Brown female.
That's right.
Yeah.
And very welcome you are too.
Oh, thank you.
What are you gonna start with today?
Well, you know, I know you have kids, so I really want to get your stance on this, right?
Oh, right, okay.
So basically, East Sussex Council, they've put out an advertising campaign trying to crack down unauthorised absences for children in schools.
Okay.
Yeah? So part of the advertising campaign is using slogans such as, get a grip, most parents do, no excuse for missing school.
Right. I mean, there are some excuses for missing school.
Of course there are.
So let's start with that.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got one at the moment in that my seven-year-old broke her leg.
That's quite, yeah.
In two places. Well, three if you count Nuneaton. Well,
she shouldn't have got in trouble with that loan shark.
Well, yes, but I was trying to teach her about the value of money.
Now, did her school, did they want photographic evidence, or was it just doctor's note just covered it?
They've had neither of those things. I just had to take my word for it at the moment.
Okay.
I could have made it up,
yeah,
but I didn't.
Okay.
No, they don't. They obviously had to be involved in a certain amount of, can you send some work home?
Yeah, yeah.
What are the facilities for even letting her get into school if she goes back there? And of course, they can accommodate various things. Children with sticky out legs in plaster isn't very safe.
Yeah.
Other kids will run into it, all that kind of stuff. So you can't. So much,
they could limbo under it.
They could, but they probably wouldn't. They'd probably break it off again.
I mean, so, but like, if you saw that poster campaign, would you be offended? Like, get a grip. Why is this council telling me to get a grip?
Is this council obsessed with, because there's this thing about kids going on holiday in school time. Mm-hmm. And so is that part of this?
It's from what I can tell, it's the whole thing. Because last year in that particular county, there were 648,000 unauthorised absences. So I'm thinking that covers sickness, that covers holiday leave, all of that stuff.
Unauthorised absence doesn't suggest sickness, does it? Because that would be authorised, you would think.
Well, if the parent has brought some sort of a doctor's note or made it official. In your case, you haven't.
No,
you haven't. So you're breaking the law.
Well, I don't care.
You should go to prison.
Well, fine.
Like that loan shark.
Yeah. Thing is, though, they, you know, it's not, I haven't sort of just not sent her in.
Yeah.
I mean, I've phoned them up and gone, and they didn't disbelieve me. I mean, they kind of went, oh, right, oh, God, she's all right. And, you know, asked all the right questions.
Yeah, yeah.
So they don't think I'm lying.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I'll say that now when I get a fine through the post. See what happens.
But. Yeah, because, like, I was looking online, it said average fines are about £60. From what I can tell, it's like a one-off £60. It's not, like, every single day. Yeah.
That's worth it, then.
If you're going on holiday.
If you're going on holiday, yeah.
That's what the parents who do that sort of thing would say.
Yeah.
Save that money.
But they've obviously got a problem in Sussex.
Yeah, they've got a serious problem down in East Sussex. Sort it out. Get a grip, as per what the slogan is saying.
Right. If there's an unauthorised absences, if that's sort of truancy and stuff, then fair enough.
Yeah.
But if it's legitimate, then stop having a go at the parents.
Yeah.
You know, I would say.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Very nicely said.
What else have you got?
I've got, in the Daily Mirror, a story about Oxfordshire. I don't know if you saw it on the news. Plans to pedestrianise it,
Oxfordshire?
Oxford Street.
You're going to pedestrianise Oxfordshire.
That would be
a major undertaking.
Yeah. What would be the point?
Imagine getting into the middle of Oxfordshire. It'd take ages.
Yeah, it would, but that's fine. It's quite nice. You sort of go, oh, I'm going to go to Oxford, but I've got to sort of
walk
from the border.
It'd be like a concrete national park.
Yeah. The whole of Oxfordshire pedestrianised. That's not bad.
Mm, it's not going to happen, though.
All right.
Yeah.
But Oxford Street
potentially could happen, because, plans were revealed yesterday in a bid to make the area cleaner, safer, less polluted by, you know, not having any cars around.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they kind of do it around Christmas time, though. So, you know, on particular days, because everyone's kind
of busy shopping. I think it would make it a nicer sort of place to be in an atmosphere. But a lot of the shops in Oxford Street, it's not exactly a major... It used to be a kind of major shopping hub, Oxford Street. But there are people don't go there so much now, do they? Because they go to, I don't know, Westfield. This is a London thing, obviously, Westfield or, you know, Covent Garden. So, because Oxford Street's kind of just full of places that can unlock your phone. That's the gist of Oxford Street now, isn't it?
No, that's like Edgware Road.
It's not. It's also Oxford Street. Right. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't know. I'm kind of a bit on the fence with this one. And it's not just... I don't want to make it so London-based, because I know this thing happens all across the UK.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oxford Street's quite a long street. I hate to be lazy, but I kind of do want to get a bus from one end to the other. Do I don't
it takes ages, though.
It's quicker to walk.
Yeah.
If I'm going on Oxford Street, I will walk.
Really?
Yeah, I would, yeah. So I'm happy for the pedestrian.
Really, you're green lighting this if you had the power.
Yeah, and also Oxfordshire while I'm there.
Just to throw it in the mix as well.
Yeah, I think that would make Oxfordshire quite nice. Just an idea. If I was, you know, Environment Secretary, I would pedestrianise Oxfordshire. I'm just throwing that out there.
Just putting it in the mix.
If anyone wants to vote for me. What else have you got?
And last but not least, I saw this story which I thought was really interesting. So, you know, in primary schools growing up, we all learnt nursery rhymes, right?
Yeah.
Humpty Dumpty.
Sat on a wall.
Exactly.
Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
Well, Ofsted, they've basically been saying that it seems kids nowadays aren't really learning nursery rhymes. Because they're just, you know, you stick them in front of the TV
half
the time.
Too busy doing drugs.
Yeah, and talking to loan sharks. Yeah. I like a nursery rhyme. Yeah. Always did as a kid. Still do now. So my children are familiar with nursery rhymes because I will have said them. Mm. And they will make their own versions of it.
Which is fine. Yeah. They're using that creativity.
Bar Bar Black Sheep becomes very multicultural in our house. I can tell you that.
Which is lovely to hear,
it is,
you know.
Isn't it?
But, yeah, I don't know. Apparently, because kids nowadays aren't learning those traditional nursery rhymes, they're not tapping into that creativity. They're lagging behind in development, etc. You know, you can ask any person, probably from 20 upwards to your old age, they'll know at least one nursery rhyme. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just something that just comes off the tip of your tongue.
Well, also, you know, they are good grounding, I think, for future knowledge. So, for instance, Humpty Dumpty is essentially an allegory of Trump. If you think about it, Humpty Trumpty had a great wall. He built it to keep the Mexicans out. It's a sort. It works.
It's something that transcends all generations, all years. Yeah. Just mix it up, remix it for 2017.
Yeah. All the Queen's taxes and all the Queen's men put her money offshore in the Cayman Islands. I'm just, you know, it sort of adds up to... what was your favourite nursery rhyme growing up, Candice? Can you remember?
Probably Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh, that's
maybe.
Nice. His fleece was white as snow. That's racist now. So you can't even say that anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Multicultural rainbow coloured, I don't know.
Lamb. That'd be the right way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to like Wee Willie Winky. Again, you know, you couldn't necessarily have that these days, could you? Not in the current climate. Mm. A, he's called Wee Willie Winky. And B, if you remember what he did, he ran around the streets in his nightgown shouting at girls through the locks of doors. I think that's harassment now. Don't you?
Look at Georgie Porgy.
Yes. Look what he did. He should be in jail.
He should.
I forgot about that one.
Georgie Porgy, pudding and pie. Kissed the girls.
And made them cry.
They then reported him to Theresa May. She didn't do anything. It's, you know, Georgie Porgy MP. He's had to resign.
The pudding and pie line in that nursery rhyme is very much filler, isn't it?
I mean, it's sort of...
Just like, I don't know, just say pudding and pie.
Yeah, because... Why? Because it rhymes with cry. Oh, right.
God damn it, I need to rhyme. Yeah.
Well, it's like, right, who can we have sitting in a corner? Little Jack something. Anyone? Horner. Yes! Rhymes with corner, very good. Yeah, you're right. Little Bo something, lost some sheep. Come on, people. Little Bo what? She couldn't peep now either. That'd be that's like voyeurism.
Who sits on the tuffet? I've actually forgot. Oh, Little Miss Muffet.
And you can't say that in this climate.
Can you not?
You cannot say Muffet. Candice, thank you very much for coming in and doing the papers for us.
Thank you, John.
A pleasure as always. Remind us of your diversity.
Brown female.
That's right. And there you go. The papers. Soon to come on this programme, Rick Edwards will be joining us to flog something or other. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. That's all it is. Let's not kid ourselves. Christmas is on the way. He's got something to flog. That's how it's going to work. We'll get to that shortly after 2 o'clock. Meanwhile, there's a small matter of headline hijack. Can you get a made-up news story into the bulletin that's coming next? Masquerading as truth to confuse the people not really paying attention to this. That's how headline hijack works. Who is today's headline hijacker? Cornelius.
It's Luke.
Where's Luke from?
Luke is from Gunnersbury.
Right, Luke in Gunnersbury. Your lie, your news lie. Coming up with Victoria next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. Driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Whether your business is small or large, your ambitions for it are always big. And so are ours. That's why, no matter what size your business, we have local business relationship managers who'll help you along the way. So with us in your corner, the sky's the limit. To see why we've been awarded Business Bank of the Year 3 years running, visit santanderbusiness.co.uk. Here to help your business prosper. Santander.
Business Money Facts Award 2015 to 2017.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention 30 quid cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm. Easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Alarms are there to keep us safe, and level crossings are no different. If you jump the flashing red light or try to weave around the barriers, you're not only breaking the law, you're putting your life at serious risk. Even if you're dying to get somewhere, it's not worth dying for. Always stop on amber at level crossings, or you're on dangerous ground. Watch Worth the Risk, our virtual reality film at youtube.com/networkrail, or download the Network Rail Level Crossings app.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, sacked Welsh minister dies, suspicious packages at Holyrood and a Nutella boycott.
Talk Radio.
A Welsh government minister who was sacked last week after allegations about his personal conduct has died. Carl Sargent's families issued a statement saying they're devastated beyond words. David Spencer has more for Talk Radio.
Carl Sargent was removed from his cabinet role on Friday, but said at the time he wanted an urgent investigation to clear his name. Just yesterday, the Welsh First Minister, Carwyn Jones, told reporters he was forced to take action after becoming aware of certain incidents with women allegedly involving Mr. Sargent. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's called his death terrible and deeply shocking news.
The MP for a British woman imprisoned in Iran has told Talk Radio Boris Johnson's mistakes about her case are as serious as life and death. Tehran wants to add more time to Nazanin Zaghari-Ratcliffe's jail term after the Foreign Secretary told a committee of MPs She was teaching journalists while visiting the country when she was actually on holiday. Labour politician Tulip Sadiq has told John Holmes it can't be passed off as a gaffe.
I don't think it's just a blunder. I think this is a grave error. I think it's a serious mistake which will have serious consequences. It's about life and death in this case, because my constituent is already suicidal. She's been on hunger strike, and this could add more years to her time in prison.
Mr. Johnson has admitted his comments could have been clearer. The Department of Health has admitted the NHS needs more staff after warnings that doctors and nurses are working on the edge of safety. Health providers say urgent steps are needed to ease pressure on frontline staff. Police say an incident which led to the evacuation of a building at the Scottish Parliament is now over. A number of suspicious packages had been found at Holyrood, one of which contained white powder. And people are threatening to boycott Nutella after its recipe changed. Fans of the hazelnut spread noticed it's lighter in colour. Its makers, Ferrero, say they've added more powdered milk and increased the sugar content.
Sorry, what's that? What?
Nutella's recipe has changed and people want to boycott it.
Right, because it tastes different, or did you say it was a different colour?
Well, it's lighter there's more milk in it.
Oh, no.
And it's got more sugar.
No, because look what... Oh, no. Now Nivea got in trouble for this.
I don't think it's the same thing,
didn't they? Because Nivea had that, like, skin lightening thing, and then there was all that racial backlash.
Skin lightening.
It was something like that.
But do you mean... Oh, maybe I'm getting confused. Maybe it was Dove. There were a few controversies.
Nivea got involved. With a skin lightening product or something. Something that would make your skin... There was an advertising campaign where someone's skin was visibly lighter. It was either Dove or Nivea, one of them.
Okay.
Or both. And they got in terrible trouble, didn't they? Because of racist. They're now Nutella doing the same. Because they made their chocolate lighter. They're going to get in trouble for the racist. I'm not saying they are racist. I wouldn't say that.
I mean,
No, I wouldn't say that about Nutella. I'm saying there might be a little backlash. You can't be too careful in this day and age. And now they are lightening something that was previously darker.
Mm-hmm.
That it could be considered like the Dove and the Nivea thing, is all I'm saying. So no wonder people are boycotting it.
What happens if it just doesn't taste as good?
All that. Anyway, Victoria there with the news. She'll be back with the news as we go along. At 3:30, she will have today's edition of Bonus News, which will be vegetable news. There's not enough time in a 2-minute bulletin to cover everything off in the world. You have to pick and choose.
Yeah, that's right.
And obviously, everything is either animal, vegetable or mineral. So on consecutive days, that's what we do. Today's Bonus News, vegetable news. Started researching it yet?
No, because I've had more pressing things, surprisingly enough, to deal with.
What, like... clothes and stuff?
No, as in political situations, let's put it that way.
Okay, fine. Yeah. All right, thanks, Victoria. She's got the weather now.
Yeah.
Talk Radio National Weather.
So heavy rain and blustery winds spreading east, leaving brighter conditions behind, but highs of 13 degrees.
There he is. Now here's...
There he is.
No, there it is.
I'm sure you said he.
You can identify however you like.
I mean, that's not how I identify.
All right, fine. Well, I'm comfortable with however you identify. Who's got the sport?
Toby Gillis.
Here it is. It's pre-recorded.
Here she is.
Talk Radio Sports Update. With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it. Selco
is where the trade goes. Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. David Moyes has exclusively told TalkSport his record proves he is worthy of the West Ham job. The Scots taken over until the end of the season today. Moyes told us he'll work quickly to prove to fans he is the right choice.
I've got to come in now and win the games very quickly. There's not much time. Waiting on international players coming back, roughly around about Thursday, Friday next week. Obviously, the job is to make sure we get wins and get ourselves up the league.
Reports are claiming Everton are chasing Atletico Madrid boss Diego Simeone to fill their managerial vacancy. It comes as the bookies' favourite Sam Allardyce told TalkSport he's had no contact with the Toffees about replacing Ronald Koeman. A trio of blows to England ahead of the friendlies with Germany and Brazil. Raheem Sterling, Fabian Delph and Jordan Henderson are all out injured. And Scotland have named St Helens prop Luke Douglas as captain for their final Rugby League World Cup group game with Samoa on Saturday. The usual skipper Danny Brough was sent home for being too drunk to board a plane. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
And finally, a report has shown that 18 primary schools across the country have cancelled Christmas because their pupils have been underachieving. Any parents who give Christmas to their children could face having them kicked out of school.
Thank you very much indeed. Victoria there with the news and Toby with the pre-recorded sport. Rick Edwards joining us next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of
a myth.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right, 7 minutes past 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Still to come on it. Work experience punditry. Our work experience, Jack, will be in later reviewing the week's new music releases. Naturally, we've told him it's a leg up into the industry. That's a bloody lie, if I'm honest. It's just that he's free and we don't have to pay him something. There's the big debate at three. Part one of our new audio book, Paddington Visits Brexit Britain, as well on the way. And guests. Those from the No Such Thing as a Fish podcast are flogging a tour they're going to be doing in 2018. But they're not the only ones flogging something today.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Heavens no. Well, you'll know him from things. And the latest thing that he's known for is sitting in front of me flogging a book for Christmas. It's Rick Edwards. Hello, Rick Edwards.
Hello, John.
How are you?
I'm pretty good, actually.
Good.
As I was waiting to come on the show,
yeah,
I happened to catch sight of David Dickinson.
Really?
I don't think I've seen David Dickinson in about 10 years. Have you seen him recently?
Only on the television. Because
yeah, I mean on the television. He was not in the building.
Oh, I see. I thought meant he was out there.
No, I'd be a bit more excited if it was out. I wouldn't be sitting here, would I? I'd be chatting to David Dickinson.
I was about to have words with our celebrity guest booker and say, why have you got me
far
Edwards?
Better, exactly. There's a much better booking knocking around. No, he was just on the telly in whatever that bit of the studio is called, and his shade has darkened to an extraordinary level now.
He's
like,
the opposite of Nutella.
He is. He's pure mahogany.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's insane. He used to be sort of a novelty orange colour. Now he is a deep mahogany.
Yeah. Do you think that's sort of by way of the orange mocking back in the day? Because a lot of people mocked him for the orange look.
They did.
And maybe he just changed his product.
Yeah, I think he has changed his product. But I think he should probably have just gone with no product.
Yeah.
For a bit.
Imagine
rather
a
than
pale Dickinson, though.
Colour.
I don't think I could imagine such an abhorrence as a pale Dickinson. Because, you know...
But you haven't seen the mahogany Dickinson, though.
No, that's right. I've really paid
attention.
And
it really is, like, quite something.
Because, you know, when you get a dog, right, and there are some breeds of dog that are hairless, and they look weird.
Yes.
I think that's Dickinson underneath that. I think he'd look like... the equivalent of looking at a hairless dog.
Yeah. I mean, I'm now desperate to go and scrub Dickinson down and see if he does indeed have the sort of air of a hairless dog. I think you might be right.
Yeah. Maybe it's because he's on this antique programme now and he just rubs up against the mahogany furniture. And they're fakes and it just comes off on him.
If that is happening, why isn't it part of the show?
I don't know.
Just like a minute with a little bit of montage music of Dickinson rubbing himself against some oak. I mean, I would pay top dollar for that.
Maybe there are outtakes. But in this day and age, you can't be seen to inappropriately touch a bit of furniture.
Well, that's an absolute disgrace. Isn't it? Political correctness gone mad, John.
So, look, so let's get the flogging the book out of the way.
Okay,
because,
sure.
Because,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's the point, isn't it? That's
of what course,
the
of
listener,
course.
The listener knows. They see through the facade.
Everyone understands the grammar of these things.
Exactly right.
Why do you think I've bought a book out of this time of year?
I know.
Because I know that you don't know what to buy your uncle or your dad for Christmas. And I've just given you an option.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm just giving you an option.
Helpful in many ways. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's so you do this podcast.
I do a
science-y
podcast. Yes, exactly.
And it's a spin-off.
Yeah. So it's not even an original thing. It's just, it doesn't get grubbier than this, really, does it? You do a podcast and you think, can I cash in on this podcast?
Can I? Scroobius Pip did it. I might as well give it a shot.
Yeah, Scroobius Pip did very well out of it, actually.
He did very well out of it, yeah.
A Times bestseller, no doubt.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Pretty good. So, pretty good from Scroobius.
Something to,
very, very nice man as well, Scroobius Pip. Yes, I like him. So I've used the Scroobius Pip model.
Yep.
And we've written a book based on our podcast, and it's about the science of films.
Mm.
So we use films, popular films you will have heard of. You will have heard of all of them.
Well, aren't you sure? Test me.
Have you heard of The Matrix?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you're right.
You've tapped into something here.
I'm going to try you with a difficult one.
Go on.
Have you heard of Alien?
Yes.
All right, one more. You'll never get... No one's ever got three out of three here.
Go on.
I'm going to really test you. 28 Days Later.
No.
There you go.
Oh, you're right. I nearly had
it. But that's the beauty of it. Just skip that chapter.
Yeah, that's fine.
No need to read it.
So you've gone into the science of 28 Days Later.
Yes, exactly. So we talk about, you know, viral pandemics.
Yeah.
Are we engineering these kind of things? And the answer is yes, we are.
Do we
keep them in maximum security facilities? Sometimes we don't.
Right. Where do we keep them?
Just like level 3 ones. Which is genuinely quite eccentric behaviour. You think you're engineering some really dangerous, like you're not supposed to say weaponised, but I think that is the weaponising bird flu.
Yeah.
Just to see whether it can be done and then not keep it.
Just keep it in a drawer.
Yeah. Just by your desk.
Wow.
Thinking that'll be fine, won't it? So we try and ask 3 big science questions off the back of these 10 films that we've picked.
Yeah.
And then we try and answer them.
One question I did have for you, having looked at the book, is, of course, the word
is red, by the way, not looked, look, I'm
no,
hoping.
No, yeah, no,
I looked
no,
at, no,
I
you
looked
did just look
I
at the
looked
book.
At the
okay,
book.
Fine.
You know.
Okay, fine.
And what I've deduced from just glancing at the cover is this. Science fiction. So one would think, if you're testing the science of a film, that was an uphill struggle in a way, because it's all fiction, isn't it?
No, John. Oh. There you go. Oh. Otherwise, as you're right, it'd be quite a dull book. You go, well, that couldn't happen, that couldn't happen, that couldn't happen, that couldn't happen. What a load of tosh. These people are wasting my time. No, in fact, Hollywood doing a not in every film, clearly, but in a lot of sci-fi, they really get a lot of stuff right. And also, they're incredibly prescient. And they sort of have the imagination. And, you know, if you talk to NASA scientists working at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, so the people who are trying to work out how we can travel across the universe very quickly, they are very open about the fact that they look to sci-fi, they look to Star Trek and stuff for ideas.
That seems like a really fascinating but odd way around, given that's just come out of an author's head.
But I think that these authors are obviously paying attention to what is going on in science, and then they're just sort of extrapolating and imagining, and they come up with novel ideas.
Which is why, you know, because famously with the Star Trek thing, things from Star Trek have now come true. Like initially the flip phone thing as the communicator, and the tricorder as well.
The Star Trek flip communicator now, and think that is a rubbish mobile. I can't even get Snapchat on that. It's pathetic.
Yeah.
But who did the flip phone? Was it Nokia?
Maybe it's
a Sony Ericsson.
No, it was
Motorola.
Motorola. There we go. Excellent contribution. Thank you.
One word from Con during the whole thing.
But it was such a good
It wasn't
word.
It though. It helped us out of a hole,
didn't it? We needed it. We're about to give Sony Ericsson a lot of credit they didn't deserve, which I would have hated. but they modelled it on that.
Yeah.
And things like, so in Minority Report, which we've done a podcast on, didn't do it in the book, but maybe if we do a second book, John.
Oh, I see. Holding
some of the
gold back.
There's always another Christmas. So in Minority Report, Spielberg sat down with a load of futurologists and scientists for a weekend and said to them, what is the future going to look like? What do you think is going to happen? And then that's how he designed the whole look of the film. And there's a lot of very interesting. So I remember when I first watched Minority Report, and he's kind of walking down, you've got adverts that are tailored to you and talking to you, like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
And now, you'd be really unsurprised, actually, if you walked into a tube and suddenly it just went, hello, John, are you looking for a book this Christmas? And they suggested my book. You'd be like, typical.
Yeah. I've already looked at that.
No need, actually. Yeah, I'm going to look at another book. There's loads of books. You can get through so many books if you just look at them.
I find that.
Have you read War and Peace? No, but I've looked at it.
Looked at it
a couple of times.
But it's, I think, when you came to choose the films then, because you said Minority Report, not in this one, what was the, did you just throw a pin at a wall? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I want to suggest that there was a bit more process than that, but I mean, largely, yeah. We just had a chat, me and Dr. Michael Brooks, who I did a podcast with, and said, which do we think would be the best 10 that sort of give us a broad range of scientific subjects?
Yeah.
Because it would be, you know, you don't want to just do 10 that are all about space.
No.
Because people would find that dull.
Well, a big question.
Which has been
asked many times, which I think you do tackle, is the Jurassic Park question.
Yes.
Because that, from the moment that happened, everyone just assumes you can clone dinosaurs. Mm. And why the hell not? Because it's just DNA, right?
It is
trapped
just,
in amber.
It is just DNA trapped in amber.
Why haven't we done it yet?
I'm about to tell you.
Good.
Let me speak, John.
Speak, man.
So there is loads of DNA trapped in amber, surprisingly. It's not an uncommon thing. Unfortunately, DNA has a very short half-life, so it just degrades. So it slowly just breaks down over time.
Yeah.
The half-life's about 500 years, and dinosaurs are all 65 million years or older.
Yeah.
So there just isn't enough DNA left.
It's awkward, that, isn't it?
It is. It is. And weirdly, if you have it in amber, it will degrade slightly more quickly than if it was not
right.
in amber.
Damn.
Even more disappointing.
See, in a way, I was hoping that all of the answers in the book would be,
yes.
This is absolutely possible. Yes, there are aliens, and me and Dr. Michael Brooks have found evidence of it. Here it is. And you can't argue with it. But in many ways, you're coming down on the side of things are not possible, which disappoints me.
I would say it's about 50-50.
That's
or
about
maybe,
right.
Maybe 60-40 in favour of things
being
possible. And the thing about Jurassic Park is, although dinosaurs look tricky to achieve, the woolly mammoth is on the way back. So there are two different projects. One being run by a guy in Harvard called George Church, who is 6'8".
Right.
Just a little detail for you. Just to picture him working away.
So mammoth-sized.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
suitable.
Good.
And then a disgraced South Korean scientist working with a team of Russians in South Korea. Is also, and they're sort of rival mammoth projects.
My money's on the South Korean guy, really.
Yeah, I think
that.
Mine is as well.
I want a sinister island somewhere.
Yeah, he's not messing about, actually. He's done some really terribly unethical things in the past, and it's quite peculiar that he's somehow sort of bounced back, because about 10 years ago he was really persona non grata for some of the stuff he was up to.
Is it a kind of island of Dr. Moreau sort of thing?
I mean, I don't know, but let's just say yes. Let's say yes it is. So the mammoths, and they're both saying 2018, so next year.
Wow.
Which is pretty bold, and it'd be exciting to see.
I like this, because that's what this bringing this all together, as I'm now about to professionally.
Oh.
Right, is that sometimes films come out at the same year about the same thing. I'm thinking Armageddon and Deep Impact, that kind of thing. And then there's a race to see which one does better at the box office.
Yeah.
And now something from science fiction, the bringing back of mammoths, is going to be created in 2018 with two rivals.
Yeah.
And we'll see which one works first. The South Korean weaponized beast that will kill us all, or the lumbering, shaggy, friendly giant created by the other guy.
It's a really, I mean, to be fair, it would be a good film in itself.
It would.
I'd love to see it. I'm going to write that.
Write that film. Listen, thanks for coming in. That's kind of time up now.
It went quite quickly, didn't it?
It did, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's just chatting, though, isn't it?
It is just chatting.
I do want to pick you up, by the way, on something. Just
Hang on. Don't let this be the last thing that happens. I get picked up.
I'm going to pick you up on something. Why were the original Planet of the Apes movies so terrible? They weren't terrible.
Right.
That's
nonsense. Now, listen to me. When was the last time you watched one?
I watched the original not that long ago.
How long ago?
Oh, maybe 3 years. 4 years. I've got the box set. I watched it about 3 or 4 years ago. The first Planet of the Apes
film. I don't think I'd watched it for about 20 years, and I had quite fond memories, and I watched it again, and I thought it was absolutely dire. I thought the acting was terrible. The makeup was terrible. It was slow. I really struggled. I didn't even watch the whole thing. I did about an hour.
The acting, the makeup get better halfway through, so you just missed that bit.
Oh, damn it.
That's what happened there.
But the recent ones are genuinely good.
They are. That's
really
fair,
good.
That's fair enough. Yeah, good. And also, of course, famously, this character of Cornelius.
Yeah,
which is my name.
Which is your name. So.
Are you named after the monkey?
No, I'm not. Because
there's no other Cornelius.
Yeah.
I'm named after a racing correspondent for Five Live, Cornelius Lyson.
No, you're not.
I wish I was.
You're not, though. You're named after an ape.
You're named after an ape.
Yeah.
Which is actually a better thing to be named after.
Yeah. There we go. Good. Rick, thank you for coming in.
Just quickly, who are you named after, John?
John Holmes.
Yeah, very good.
The porn star.
Very good.
You know,
I don't know
how I was conceived.
Same way as everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. But with the telly on in the background. So, Rick Edwards there, author of Science-ish.
Hmm.
The Peculiar Science Behind the Movies. It's out now.
Yes.
For Christmas.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in and flogging it.
Thanks.
Good. Rick Edwards there on Talk Radio. We're helping not just... we just help Rick, you know, raise his money that he shoves in offshore accounts, like celebrities do.
That's what we do.
Next, we're going to be helping somebody with a hope and a dream by giving someone's Kickstarter project a kick up the arse. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Autoglass repair, Autoglass replace.
Chris, technician at Autoglass.
This time of year makes me want to stay in and hibernate, but some things won't wait till spring. My last customer at Autoglass had a chip on his windscreen, but just ignored it. Then, on a cold, wet day, crack. He booked online and I replaced his screen at his house, but then he had to pay his expensive insurance excess, the last thing he needed at this time of year. If he had contacted us when he first saw the chip, I could have repaired it instead, quickly and conveniently. At Autoglass, we work around you and your plans, and come to you to do the work. Booking an appointment online is quick and easy. Plus, most insurance companies recommend us, and we'll deal with them on your behalf. So visit autoglass.co.uk to book online. Chips won't wait till spring to crack, so it's a good thing Autoglass doesn't hibernate. We're here 24/7.
So don't let it crack. Book online at autoglass.co.uk today.
Autoglass repair, Autoglass replace.
When I decided to teach, I had a lot of worries. Am I going to be good enough?
Am I going to be able to control a class?
But I had an absolutely brilliant mentor who really developed my confidence.
She was everything I kind of aspire to be.
He was the backbone of my training.
Teaching has a massive support network.
I wouldn't be doing anything else. It's the best job in the world.
I chose to teach.
As a trainee teacher, you'll get great support, including a mentor to build your confidence. Apply now to train. Search, apply to teach.
Emergency, which service please?
There's something horrible in my kitchen.
You mean like an aubergine?
No, it's some little fat ugly creature that's eating all my money. It's driving me bananas.
Sounds like a monster bill. Have you switched your home insurance provider lately?
No, I never done that.
Haha, there's your problem. And here's your answer.
Go compare. Just go visit them today. Keep that monster bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent. Comfort for your home.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Surrey's M3 remains slow southbound because of barrier repairs following an accident between 4 for Camberley and 4A for Farnborough. In Colchester, there's reports of a broken down vehicle on the northbound side of the Colchester bypass near to the football ground, which is causing delays. No change through Walsall in the West Midlands. The A34 Green Lane closed by a building fire. All restrictions on the M1 South around junction 34 for Meadowhall have been lifted, so things are looking better there. But through Stocksfield in Northumberland, the A695 still closed both ways following an accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Cara, joining video conference.
Hi, Cara. Wow, check out your tan.
Thanks. I just got back from Greece.
Oh, nice. So, tell me, do we have 50 of this dress?
App says yes, but I'll double check. Yep, I'll send you some pics.
Fab.
Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles, desktops, laptops and tablets to improve productivity. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes. Still to come and very much on the way, today's big debate, which is at 3, because it's called the big debate at 3. We will also be helping someone's Kickstarter project. Somebody with a hope and a dream. Somebody begging coin from the public purse in the form of a crowdfunding project. Every week we invite somebody on with increasingly irrational ideas and try to give them a hand by talking about it on the radio. And upwards of 5 people listen to this at any given time, so that could help in many ways. Now, Paddington is the new children's film, or indeed it's for adults too. It's out at the moment. This is Paddington 2, of course. M&S, have you seen how M&S have jumped on the Paddington bandwagon with this? That must have cost them a lot of money. Christmas advert time.
Yeah, I watched it this morning.
The John Lewis one we're not sure of yet. That's always the one, of course, that people talk about. But M&S have gone for a sort of, I suppose it's a sort of, what is it, a heartwarming tale of a bear and a man that isn't Father Christmas.
A thief.
Yeah, a thief, basically. Did you say thief?
A thief.
Yes,
I've got it. A thief.
You can't say that. You
it's
can't
really
say
tough.
It's. I mean, it's not
tough.
A thief.
a thief.
Yeah. What's weird about that is that you say another word that you can't say.
Like what?
Well,
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday with an F. Yeah. So say thief again.
Thief.
Thief. What you're doing though, the TH you can't pronounce that's at the beginning.
Yeah, it's because I was going out my way to make sure I do the TH, but then by the time the F comes around, I'm still on TH mode in my mouth.
Yes.
So I go thief.
Yes. But you can't, but with Thursday.
Thursday, I can do it properly if I think about
it. Yeah, but if you don't think about it.
Thursday.
Yeah.
But if I don't think it's Thursday.
It's Thursday, but why don't you take the TH from the end of thief that you put there?
Yeah, I know what's
and put that on the beginning of Thursday.
I do understand what's gone wrong, John.
Yeah.
But it's just my life now.
It's just a simple copy and paste.
Yeah, I know, but why not just leave it as is?
Okay. Anyway, so Paddington. Paddington, Paddington, Paddington. Now, there are a lot of stories about Paddington. I generally read lots of them to my children, who love the character of Paddington. Michael Bond wrote the original books, of course. Many, many adventures that little bear has been on.
Mm.
Many, many adventures, but none quite so timely as the audiobook we have for you now. I think that's fair to say. Well, it's a simple tale, but I think one that's very important for these darkened, not darkest brew, but these darkened times.
It's more realistic.
I think it is. And it's called?
Paddington Visits Brexit Britain.
On Talk Radio.
Dear Aunt Lucy, I hope all is treating you well at the Home for Retired Bears. I have finally arrived here in London, but I must say, times have been tough. I had to stay for a few months in the jungle in Calais. It's quite different to the jungles in darkest Peru. The toughest time was when I was held at knife point and I had to hand over my marmalade sandwich I had in my hat. Fortunately, I managed to escape the jungle after stowing away in a lorry full of stuffed toys. I must say, London is quite different to what I expected. I've been looking around for a nice family to take me in, but largely I've been turned down. Apparently, they don't like my type here. One angry man suggested I try and find Gary Lineker, but I don't know who that is. It's been quite a scary experience. It seems like no one wants me here. Last night I had to sleep in a doorway under something called a Daily Mail. Well, I must say, I found the contents very scary. There was one article saying that lots of people are coming into the country to take everyone's jobs. I don't think that's true, though. I've heard that I can come over here and just get free money without having to work. That's what a man in a white van angrily explained to me last night. I'm hoping things will start to get better for me. As soon as I get my first benefit package, I will transfer the money to you via Western Union. Lots of love, Paddington.
Paddington visits Brexit Britain on Talk Radio, chapter one of our new audiobook.
Well, there's even more Paddington stories you can hear on Talk Radio, of course, John.
Yes, I know. The weekend is this.
Yes, every Sunday from 3. Hugh Bonneville is Paddington's Story Hour, where Hugh Bonneville reads an audiobook. Oh, reads a normal book.
Yeah.
As an audio, but he makes the audiobook.
It'd be weird to read an audiobook, wouldn't it?
So instead of going
you just
to
just have to sort of talk along with it.
But it's perfect, because instead of having to go to the cinema and pay to see the amazing Paddington 2 film, you can get the exact same experience by just gathering all your family around the radio every Sunday on Talk Radio at 3 o'clock for an hour for the Paddington Story
And
hour.
Closing your eyes and just imagining the visuals and the pictures that are better in your head.
Exactly.
Well, pictures are better on the radio, that's what they say. Anyway, that was chapter one of our audiobook, Paddington Visits Brexit Britain. Chapter two, on the way another day.
Probably,
if we can be bothered to write it. Right, it's just gone 2:30. In the next half an hour, Jack's here with, he's our work experience, with new music releases. But here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Talk Radio.
A former Welsh government minister who was sacked last week after allegations about his personal conduct has died. Carl Sergeant said he wanted to clear his name on Friday after losing his position on the cabinet. The Foreign Secretary is facing calls to quit after making a mistake that it's claimed could double a British woman's prison term in Iran. Boris Johnson told MPs last week that Nazanin Zaghari-Ratcliffe was training journalists in the country when she was actually on holiday. Here's her local MP, Tulip Sadiq.
The first thing Boris Johnson needs to do is retract the statement, apologise and call for her release. That's the first consideration. And after that, if he refuses to do that, he needs to reconsider his position.
In the last few minutes in the Commons, Mr Johnson's told MPs he was told by his Iranian counterpart that his comments were not being used against Mrs Zaghari-Ratcliffe. A man has been jailed for at least 18 years for murdering his adopted daughter. 31-year-old Matthew Scully Hicks from Cardiff described 18-month-old Elsie as a psycho and the exorcist in the months before her death. The group that represents hospitals in England has criticised the Department of Health for its failure to tackle severe workforce shortages. NHS provider says urgent steps are needed to ease pressure on frontline staff. The RMT union has said 1,400 jobs could go on London's transport network. The job losses planned at TfL include engineering and on the underground are being blamed on spending cuts. And two energy giants have announced plans to merge. SSE and the owner of Empower want to combine their gas and electricity supply businesses to create a new company in the UK. The weather, heavy rain and blustery winds spreading east, leaving brighter conditions behind, highs of 13 degrees this morning, around half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. There's also more in an hour's time when Victoria will be here with today's edition of Bonus News, of course, whereby we learn today all about what's happening in the crazy and heady world of vegetables. Animals, vegetables and minerals are covered off on consecutive days because that covers everything off, and thus we get the bonus news in around an hour's time. Have you begun researching it, Victoria? Or was there too much breaking news for you to cope with?
I mean, there was at least three or four stories just there that I had to quickly scrabble together. I have got a thought about a carrot, though.
Have you?
Yeah.
I mean, hold that.
I mean, don't you want to hear it now?
What, hear your thought about a carrot?
Yeah.
On reflection, I do, yes.
I bought a lot of hummus today.
Congratulations.
And the supermarket I went to...
Someone earns too much.
...had no carrot. Well, no pre-cut carrot
batons.
Yeah. So I've got nothing to dip into my hummus.
Have you not?
No. That's annoyed me. Because I didn't have time to.
It would annoy me if I had nothing to dip into my hummus as well. Could you... Why not just use a carrot?
Yeah, but... And then... I didn't want to buy a pack of carrots.
Why?
Because...
They're just big batons, really.
Yeah, but I would have to wash and grate the carrots.
Well, you should wash anyway, otherwise you'll smell.
I have washed. Actually, I've washed since I entered this building.
Sorry, you meant the carrots.
Because I cycled into work today, so then I showered when I arrived. Right. I mean, that's more recently than last time you washed.
Well, I mean, I don't know. What time was that?
That was at 20 to 12.
Yes, in that case it is. But I still don't know why you couldn't have just bought a carrot.
Because I don't have time to prepare it.
Taking it into the shower with you.
No.
And washed the carrot.
That's a really bad suggestion.
Why? It's only, what's wrong with that? I often do that with washing up.
Have you seen the showers?
If I have a bath, I'll put the washing up in there.
I mean, that's weird.
No, it's not. It saves water. And it's hot water. You get in there with the crockery. Two birds with one stone, isn't it? Just wash the plates and the saucepans and stuff in the water.
Have you seen the showers in this building?
No.
They're disgusting.
Are they? Mm. Well, I didn't... What did you do to it?
It's not what I've done to it. It's what the TalkSport men do to it.
I think we should move on from this. It's all getting a bit horrible. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria there with the latest news. Soon, work experience punditry as we review the week's new music releases.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions. Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney. Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, what's up?
Don't do that. Don't say what's up. You're on national radio.
Yeah, well, it's all right.
It's my new musical reviewing voice.
Yeah, it's good. It's down with the kids, isn't it?
We're not on BBC Radio 1 Extra.
Yeah, well, you're lucky, though. I was going to go, what's up, but I only had time for one.
So. It's true. Anyway, Jack's here. He's at work experience. The reason he hasn't got much time is he's got to go make some tea in a minute. But he is also charged with reviewing new music for us. It's work experience punditry. The work experience gets real world work experience here on the radio. And we don't have to pay him. So, musically speaking, Jack, what is up?
What's up? Well, first up is Wiley's new track off his forthcoming album, Godfather 2. It's called I Call the Shots, and it's featuring JME.
Great. Okay. I mean, you said featuring JME as though I would know what that is.
Yeah, I've realised now that was a huge error. Wiley is the godfather of grime, but of course...
I thought that was Dizzy... No. Who's the god...
So Wiley and Dizzy Rascal were both sort of...
They're both the godfathers of grime.
Well, they were both there at the right at the start.
Correct. Well, when it was christened.
Yeah, early... Rumpy pum pum. Early noughties when they had a pirate radio. That's how it all kind of kicked off.
Yeah.
In East London.
Yeah.
Right.
But Wiley, I think, is generally regarded to be the senior of the two.
This is Joe Wiley.
No.
Fair enough. It's just called Wiley.
Right.
Geezer's just called Wiley. Or okay. He goes by his other name. He goes by his Esky Boy because he invented the Esky beat.
Is that right?
Which is an early form of garage.
I thought you were supposed to call them Inuits. Now.
So did I.
Anyway, should we hear the track?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I want nothing more.
I pull the shots. I got the vibe like I told you before. Man, I done lots. You know what? I pull the shots. I was a young boss. Learned from the best. Now I pull the shots. Chasing numbers and views. I forgot about the vibe. Content flows. I forgot about the mic. All of the things that keep your name ringing. When all of the fans of your song start singing. I seen it before. I got sidetracked. I realised how to bring the vibe back. I'm playing my role and that's a bossy one. In my 20s, used to be a flossy one. I pull the shots. But I don't send man to the shop. Back with another one, ready or not. You might stream this so much on Apple or Spotify. Add to my numbers, I'm top. You're gonna see me in the league at the top. And you're gonna see me roll out in the team top. Normal, no twist in the plot. You know what? I pull the shots. I rock the vibe like I told you before. Man, I done lots. You know what? I pull the shots. I was a young boss. Learn from the best now. I pull the shots.
That's great.
Do you like that?
No.
No, why not?
It's rubbish.
All right, well, this is my review. I think it's a decent track, perhaps not the most accessible for those not already into grime. But I like the beat. It has all the sinister chutzpah of your classic instrumental without sounding generic. And whilst lyrically it's nothing to write home about, the standard is high enough and JME's verse is very good. It didn't feature in the clip, but one of his bars goes something like this. Boss, enough said. I make everybody fix up like Ofsted. Which I think is funny.
That is funny, actually. Yeah. Like, also, that is good. That he's referencing a sort of government department.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, kind of like, is that sort of Jeremy Corbyn likes grime, doesn't he? Famously, is that right?
He likes the big grime star at the moment, Stormzy. Well, I'm not sure if he likes his music, but he gets on with him, and Stormzy rates him.
So that's a good reference to a government department, perhaps trying to keep on Corbyn's side. Is all I'm thinking.
Yeah, but he's towing the party line by the sounds of it.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's good. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a fan of grime
on account of being over 35 and from Nuneaton.
Absolutely right. So it's not for me, but it doesn't matter. I understand that it is for some people.
Yeah, it's fair.
And that was tremendous. If you like that kind of thing, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. And it's his what album? Fourth album? Did you say?
Oh no, it's forthcoming. It's his 12th studio album.
Oh, is it? Right?
It's called, that's a lot, isn't it?
I know.
For
he's not sitting on his laurels. No
it's
one
like
keeps
Prince.
Him that. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's called Godfather 2. So right. the 11th studio album was called Godfather.
So it should be even better than his first Godfather album.
Controversial. And the next one will be absolutely terrible then, but if you're going by Godfather sequel rules.
Absolutely.
Absolutely one of the worst albums ever made, it should be. So we look forward to that. Now we'll take a little break because we've got to go to traffic and travel. Why did you bring the air horn in, Jack? Stupid. And then we will be talking about what?
Gorilla's new track, Garage Palace.
There we are, on Talk Radio, as Jack reviews the music that's out this week. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Buckle up for an unmissable radio road trip on Talk Radio with the DVLA. Listen to Sam Delaney this afternoon from 4 and get current affairs conversation that puts you in the driver's seat. It's the high-performance drive time show that always goes the extra mile. Delaney, live at Drive, this afternoon from 4 on Talk Radio with the DVLA. The DVLA can always spot an untaxed car, tax it or lose it. Go to gov.uk/DVLA/car tax.
Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and... But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial. It's available now, so read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
Winston Wolfe, direct line, you are?
Jane, the landlord.
So I understand a piece of equipment is misfiring. There'll be some cold bodies in this house. Sorry, Jane, your boiler is broken.
Oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg.
Don't worry, you've got direct line landlord insurance. They cover boiler breakdowns as standard with buildings cover. Get it repaired or replaced, they'll pay the cost.
Brilliant.
Switch for boiler breakdown cover as standard with buildings cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Excludes wear and tear. £200 extra supplies. Not a call-out service. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europe Car's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way. Europe Car Deliver and Collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Find out more at europecar.co.uk. Europe Car. Moving your way.
School, homework, teachers. I'd rather be playing footy with my mates. I didn't think I was going to finish high school anyway. To be honest, I felt embarrassed because everyone else was doing well in class. Then a friend told me about Kit McGrath English and Maths tutoring. Homework and exams don't freak me out anymore. I'm catching up now, and I know my Kit McGrath tutor is always there to keep me on track. It's a good feeling. KitMcGrath.co.uk. Book a free assessment today.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's a lane out on the southbound M6 near junction 26 for the Oral Interchange. A cone has blown into the carriageway, so some extra caution needed if that's your route at the moment. No change in Walsall in the West Midlands. A34 Green Lane remains closed following a building fire. Just east of Colchester in Essex, A137 remains closed as repairs to a burst water main continue there, which is causing delays. And there's queues out of Cardiff on the A4232, approaching the Leckwith Interchange, where a vehicle is broken down. I'm Joanna Adams.
Izzy?
Mark, hi.
They want 1,000 of the red dress, 50 now, with pictures.
That's wonderful, but not sure I got 50 in stock. I'll get Cara on conference. Mark?
Yeah?
We've got them. Uploading the pictures now. You got your tablet?
Yeah, looking now. Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles and tablets to improve customer service. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show from 6 a.m. 5 days a week with everything you need to know. With sports and news and film reviews and showbiz goss and attitude. It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show.
Start your day with the morning boss, the legend that is me, Paul Ross. It is the very model of our modern Full Set Breakfast Show.
Fast talking breakfast radio that always hits the right note. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Genuinely nonplussed as to why there are boingy noises in that trail. Anyway, you're listening to, it's Talk Radio, isn't it? And it's just coming up to a time. A lot of things going on in the news today. Victoria mentioned it. Breaking news all afternoon, really. We have a Welsh MP who has died a couple of weeks back. A week or so after he was accused of, we don't quite know exactly what, but certainly something to do with this Westminster harassment scandal. We have Boris Johnson saying he could have been a little bit clearer, just a little bit, when he seemingly accidentally sentenced a British Iranian woman to another 5 years in prison on top of the five she's already got by just saying the wrong sentence. He says the Foreign Office is pushing for her release and she remains detained in Iran. We have tax avoidance, of course. Bono mentioned quite a lot. Mrs. Brown's boys, of course, are shoving their money offshore. That's technically the funniest thing they've ever done, given, you know, the show. There's a lot going on, isn't there, with all that? And we've been talking about it quite a lot. There's also Priti Patel, who went on holiday and, where you or I might have a cocktail and, you know, sit on a sunbed and sort of go in the pool or something on a water slide. She's accidentally had a meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister. But we've all done that.
We've all come back from holidays with regrets, John.
Yeah, we have. I consider it a sort of not a holiday romance, but a sort of holiday lobbying. It's kind of, they could forget it now. They could keep in touch, but maybe they could just
probably won't.
They would just forget. Probably follow each other on Facebook for a bit, and then just sort of let it drift away with memories, you know, of having that meeting. Naked in the sand or whatever it was they did. I don't know the details.
I can't remember.
And we don't know the details of it because she appears to be muddying the waters quite a lot. Anyway, all of that's going on and it's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, well, it doesn't matter. We're here to help. And how do we help? With Japanese poetry, of course. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Corbyn wants Queen to apologise, but will she bow to his demand?
The news in haikus. Jack is with us. He's our work experience. He's been brought in here to experience the joy of reviewing the week's new music. We've already talked about Joe Wiley and her collaboration with
Jamie.
That's fine. Now we're moving on to Gorillaz.
Yeah, so they released an album last year called Humans with a Z. And this is a new single. It's called Garage Palace featuring Lil Sims, who is a female British rapper.
Brilliant.
Yeah. She is good, and she's the only vocals on the track. It's a short track. It's quite a strange song, actually.
I've got a musical question for you.
Yeah.
So rappers are either... Right. So this is Lil Sims.
Yep.
Now, rappers, in my experience, I may be wrong, are either Lil or Big, aren't they?
No, there's a middle ground.
Notoriously.
There's no one called Medium Dave or something like that, is there? There's no medium rapper. You got Lil rappers or Big rappers, the notorious one you're talking about.
Yeah.
But there's no medium. Why is that?
I couldn't tell you.
Well,
the thing is, you don't remark. They usually come from nicknames. You don't remark on someone because of their middling height, do you? So I'd imagine it's because of that.
No, I suppose average height.
Average Nick.
And here's the rapper, you know, here's Wycliffe with Average Steve.
No, not going to happen.
All right, just checking.
Anyway, the vocals, Little Sims is the only person you can hear on the track. It's basically a rapid electro beat and quite a good one. And whilst I'm not exactly a Gorillaz fan, I appreciate the experimentation. Shall we play it?
Yes. Here's Gorillaz with a Z.
In tune with myself, on it, my mind is my weakness. With a strength, you might surprise yourself. Never deny yourself, a living in space is my thesis. I know you need this. I know you need this. I'm prone to run out of pieces that might connect to something bigger. All in your mind could follow me. You should consider. Look at the time, I'm probably later than ever. What did you find? We're coming here and dealing with pressure. I looked to the heavens and I saw open gates. I walked up and then I paused. What the f you do this for? Wish me luck when that midnight falls. Memories of a past life. Can this be? This is our time. Can this be? This is our time. Come on.
I mean, yeah, I kind of like that.
Yeah,
She's very good.
Yeah, she is really, after this track, I was keener to hear more of Lil Sims' stuff than I was to listen to the rest of Humans. And I did, and I really liked it. If quirky lightning pace bars from a strong, if slightly sinister female voice is something you might be tempted by, then by all means, check out Lil Sims.
Yeah. So it started off as a review of Gorillaz, but we've gone very much down the other route.
Yeah.
But no, fair enough. I quite like that. Yeah. Good. What next?
Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds came out of Holy Mountain recently. Now, I'm not particularly au fait with Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, and I'll be remaining not particularly au fait because this song, Holy Mountain, sounds like the midlife crisis garage band your dad fortunately never had. The melody is less character than an X Factor boy band, and Noel's crooning is reminiscent of a faux American wannabe Tom Petty teenager, and the lyrics could quite easily have been written by the same. Shall we
yes,
have
it? Please. There's Noel Gallagher. Really like that?
It's great.
Is great, Jack.
Am I out
you
on my own?
Like
you
it.
Really all right. Well, can I take you with take an issue with you? These are some lyrics from verse two, which we didn't hear. She had the look you won't find in a book, and she smiles like 1969. You could blow my mind if you're that way inclined, and I know you're going to make it mine. That's drivel.
Well, it's no Ofsted lyric like Wiley had, I admit, but I do. I quite like Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, obviously, but that was that's one of their best tracks, I think. And that's just on first listen. A little bit Kasabian for me. You thought Vaccines?
It sounds exactly like a Vaccine song. The start of it sounds like "Sans Plat Pour Moi" by Plastic Bertrand. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Should I play it? I've got a bit on my phone here.
Go on.
Hopefully it works.
May not.
Oh, hang on, that's not it.
No. Yeah.
There we go. Yep. Can we play the track
hear that again, Chloe, so we can compare and contrast. But yeah, I think you're right, actually. I'm gonna stick my neck out and say Vaccines, Kasabian, Plastic Bertrand then. That's what I'm doing.
And also the chorus sounds like Ricky Martin, She Bangs, famously. Lots of people have heard. Lots of people do say.
Well, what's not to like?
It's all songs rolled into one.
Yeah, and that's good, Jack, right?
Not good enough
not
for me.
Not grimy enough for you, wasn't it?
No, well, you know what? I agree. Noel Gallagher is an excellent man, and I'm not one of those people who has a pop at any musician just for changing their sound, please believe me.
Yeah.
But I think this is poor. And as far as the Gallagher brothers' solo head-to-head is concerned, it's very much 15 Love to Liam in 2017.
Oh, controversial.
As far as I'm concerned. Despite being well aware of the fact that Noel is by far the more talented.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. Were you here when I talked about meeting Noel Gallagher the other day? Were you here for that?
No, I think I might be listening, though.
It was in reception, you know. I strolled in, Jack, strolled into reception in the building. Noel Gallagher nodded at me, and I nodded at him because, you know, I thought he was being polite because he's Noel Gallagher. And I was like, it's Noel Gallagher.
Yeah, of course.
And he just went, all right, we've worked together, haven't we? Teenage Cancer Trust gigs. And I went, yeah. I was a little bit starstruck. I went, yeah, we did. Because I hosted them at the Royal Albert Hall, Jack.
All right.
And he was playing.
Yeah, John did charity work.
I did charity work, and I'm now a friend of Noel Gallagher.
It was barely charity work as well. It was you turning up and watching Noel Gallagher.
Well, I mean, I didn't just watch it.
You introduced it.
Yeah.
Which is the easiest thing in the world to do.
Yes, but I did it for charity.
It's good of you to not repeatedly bring it up, though. That's nice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I would never do that.
What did you actually do that helped the cause against teenage cancer?
I turned up.
That gig would have gone ahead if no one introduced Noel Gallagher.
Yeah, that is true.
The exact same money would have been right. I bet you had a free beer while you were there, which came out of expenses.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, so if anything, you damaged the cause even further.
I hadn't really thought of it like that. But yeah, but you know, but it was fine. But I did my bit, really. Noel Gallagher. Noel Gallagher played on Jules Holland, didn't he?
Yeah, the scissors. We spoke about this last week.
And everyone was puzzled as to why. Because was he playing that track when he. That new track?
No, idea. I haven't actually seen the clip without any of the original music over. I just seen memes.
I was listening out for scissors in that track, but I couldn't hear anything.
If you listen really carefully, you can hear it.
All right. Play it again, Chloe. This is Noel Gallagher's new single. What's it called?
Holy Mountain.
Holy Mountain. They are there, they are there, you can hear them. She bangs. She bangs. There you go. Noel Gallagher there. Never play with scissors, kids.
The album, apparently, has got all sorts of office.
Stationery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He uses staplers as castanets at one point.
Yeah, yeah. And photocopier noise.
He plays the pen lid.
Yeah.
It's not a loud one.
Okay, fine, good. Yeah. Famously called. I don't know if you've ever seen them live, Jack.
Never. No.
No. But that is worth going because what Noel Gallagher does.
No, please.
Is
don't.
That he collects roadkill and dead birds specifically, and he goes around the back of owl sanctuaries and picks their feathered corpses out of a skip. And
I knew he was a fan of Alan Partridge, but I didn't realise he practised the owl sanctuary.
Yeah, round the back, gets him out of the skip. And what he does is, this is part of the stage set, and hence the name of the band. And then he goes down Clinton Cards in the High Street, you're probably aware of it, and buys one of those helium canisters for balloons. And then he puts the nozzle from the helium canister up the anus of the dead bird, right? And inflates them, the corpse of a bird. All sorts of birds, not just owls, also like starlings, thrush, robins. Except swans, herons, etc. And he will inflate, but they have to be dead. He doesn't kill them, he just picks them up off wherever they've died. And inflates them with the helium and tethers them with twine to the drum riser of the stage set. And the dead birds, filled with helium, float high-flying above above the stage. It's a spectacle to see, Jack.
Well, I was about to say they're probably high off the helium, but they're not flying. But what do I know?
Yeah, yeah. They are. Well, it holds them in them. Anyway, Jack, thank you very much for coming in.
Not at all.
Great. We talked Noel Gallagher. We talked Wiley. And
gorillas.
And little sim. Should be called micro sim. That'd be more like a little micro sim.
That would have been clever.
Yeah, but obviously they didn't think of that. Anyway, thank you, Jack. Thank you, Scissors. Big debate on the way next on Tour Radio. We're going to be helping a Kickstarter project by giving it a kick up the arse and more guest action for you as the creators of, what is it called? The fish
no
people.
No such thing as a fish.
Thank
you. Know this.
I do know that. The QI people who do that podcast. They're going on tour with their successful podcast and indeed BBC Two show. So they'll be joining us to flog tickets for that. It's Tour Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Christmas, the classic bear from Darkest Peru is back. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, get ready for marmalade, mishaps and mayhem as Hugh Bonneville reads Paddington Abroad by Michael Bond. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. As Paddington returns to the big screen, you can read all about his new adventures in Paddington 2, The Story of the Movie. Available now in all good bookshops and online.
Got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, we've got an 8.3 square metre roll of 100mm earthwall loft insulation for only £9.99 expat. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Emergency, which service, please?
There's something horrible in my kitchen.
You mean like an aubergine?
No, it's some little fat, ugly creature that's eating all my money. It's driving me bananas.
Sounds like a monster bill. Have you switched your home insurance provider lately?
No, I never done that.
Haha, there's your problem. And here's your answer.
Go compare. Just go visit them today. Keep that monster bill at bay. Yes, before you go bananas, go compare.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Remember to check your windscreen for chips.
especially in harsh conditions. You see, all chips will eventually crack, so book a repair online with Autoglass. It's quick, it's easy, and we'll work around your plans.
So don't let it crack. Book online at autoglass.co.uk today.
Autoglass repair, Autoglass replace.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, former Welsh minister dies after sacking. Boris's mistake over Brit jailed in Iran. And hundreds of jobs to go at TfL.
Talk Radio.
A suspended Welsh government minister has been found dead at his home this morning. Carl Sergeant had vowed to clear his name after accusations about his personal conduct last week. Relatives have described him as the heart of their family. Here's Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn.
Shocked, horrified and deeply sympathetic to his family. And the statement they put out is that he was the glue that held them all together. And I can only think for the moment of the stress and horror they're going through.
Boris Johnson has admitted his remarks about a British woman who's being held in an Iranian prison could have been clearer. The Foreign Secretary has faced criticism after telling MPs Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe had been teaching journalism in the country. Her family says the suggestion could lead to a longer prison sentence. Now Mr Johnson has clarified his comments.
The UK government has no doubt that she was on holiday in Iran when she was arrested last year, and that was the sole purpose of her visit. My point was that I disagreed with the Iranian view that training journalists was a crime.
A man who was found guilty of killing his 18-month-old adopted daughter has been given a sentence of 18 years in prison. Matthew Scully Hicks violently shook baby Elsie in May 2016, causing her to suffer a cardiac arrest. Unions claim as many as 1,400 people could lose their jobs at Transport for London because of spending cuts. The RMT says the cuts will affect engineering and parts of the London Underground. And Nicola Sturgeon has apologised categorically, unequivocally and wholeheartedly to gay men who were convicted of now abolished offences. The Scottish First Minister says the wrongs were committed by the state and not by the individuals.
Is that the end of the news?
Yes, John.
Okay, sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
I know, you were fiddling on your phone, weren't you?
I was
you?
Doing some research, actually, yes.
Into what?
Well, the guests we have coming up later, who are from the No Such Thing as a Fish podcast, you know, the QI elves who do their own podcast.
Yes, John.
And I was just...
Not that you were reading off that piece of paper.
No, I was just reading about them on here. Well, I can prove it to you if you don't believe me. Look, see, just prove it. See?
Okay.
Yep, see? That's what I was looking at. So, anyway, they're on with us in the last half an hour of the programme today. It was all of us. I was just doing my research there, just looking at some information about them in order to sprinkle my usual bon mot throughout the...
Are you trying to sound classy?
I mean, has that ever happened?
I mean, no.
Right. Here's Victoria, though, with the weather next. It's the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Oh, it's national, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. Heavy rain and blustery winds spreading east, leaving brighter conditions behind. Highs of 13 degrees.
Vegetables. That's what we'll be concerned with next, because Victoria, I mean, next news bulletin, at 3:30, we'll be here with today's edition of Bonus News. Bulletins on this station are only 2 minutes long. Not nearly jazzy enough, in my opinion. So to jazz them up a little bit, because you can't cover everything off in 2 minutes. Bonus news. That's why we do it at 3:30. Animal, vegetable, mineral. Today, the turn of vegetable. What have you for us apart from carrots?
Well, I haven't got anything, but I have got an update on the carrot situation earlier.
So the beginning of this was that there were no carrots in the supermarket. Carrot batons, beg your pardon.
Yes, that's correct.
To dip in your hummus.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found something else to dip in your hummus?
No, I found someone who will go out and buy me carrot batons.
What?
David Spencer is currently perusing supermarkets near to our building
for those that don't
to
know,
find carrot batons.
Who is David Spencer?
He works in the news department sometimes.
Right. And he's gone... I mean, you
gone
said...
searching for carrots.
You said there was breaking news all afternoon, yet one of the news team has now gone out for carrot batons.
He's off air today.
Why is he even...
Although, actually, no, that's a lie. I've made him record things for bulletins.
Right. Okay, well, that's a good update. More vegetable news on the way in around 25 minutes' time. Now here's Toby Gillis with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. David Moyes has issued a rallying cry to West Ham fans as he takes over as manager.
Support the players, support the staff here. We're all here to get West Ham in the correct position.
The former Everton boss has penned a deal until the end of the season, replacing Slaven Bilic. Speaking exclusively to Jim White, Moyes admits he must prove himself to those against his appointment.
I've only managed 5 clubs in my career. I could probably give you reasons for most of them. My recent one was the wrong choice by me. So hopefully I'll show everybody what I'm really like.
Meanwhile, former West Ham boss Sam Allardyce has told us he's had no contact with Everton about their vacancy. A trio of blows to England ahead of the friendlies with Germany and Brazil. Manchester City's Raheem Sterling and Fabian Delph and Liverpool's Jordan Henderson are out injured. And Stephen Finn is out of the Ashes. England's fast bowler has gone down with a knee injury. That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sport.
Thank you very much indeed, Toby there, powered by, Talk Sport. And coming next on Talk Radio, it's The Big Debate at 3.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, yes, very much still to come before 4 o'clock when we stop. There will be a Kickstarter project helped enormously by this radio programme. What we do is we invite people who have hopes and dreams, who have put them on Kickstarter to raise public money to fund their idea, onto the radio to talk about it, thereby us giving their Kickstarter a kick up the arse. There'll be another one along very shortly indeed. Today, it's worth hearing because it's coffee for dogs. Yep. Also, guest action in the last half an hour. You may well be aware of QI. The QI elves who put all the facts together, they have their own podcast. It's called No Such Thing as a Fish. Two of the QI elves will be joining us to talk about it and their forthcoming tour, Flogging Something. It's PR dressed up as an interview. It's on the way on the programme this afternoon.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
And now it's time for The Big Debate. So, as the plot of Mrs. Brown's Boys is amusing for the first time ever, details of the Paradise Papers just keep on emerging. Apple have now issued an updated statement today protesting their innocence, although, just as with any Apple update, it doesn't work very well. Meanwhile, we learn that Bono has invested in a shopping centre in Lithuania. I mean, to be fair to Bono, we've all done it. Except, luckily, all of the shopping centres in Lithuania that I invest in haven't avoided paying tax using unlawful accounting techniques. I mean, to give Bono the benefit of the doubt, he has been quite clear all along that he wants to make poverty history. It's just that we all assumed, didn't we, that he meant world poverty rather than his own. But, you know, expensive sunglasses and hiring planes just to fly your hat halfway around the world because you forgot it aren't things that are going to pay for themselves, are they? Think on that next time you're grooving along to Mysterious Ways, presumably written about the way in which Bono banks. On the line is Talk Radio listener Neil. Good afternoon, Neil.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
All right, Neil, actually. Thank you for... I'm interested. Are you kneeling at the moment? I'm interested, Neil.
No, I'm not. I'm stood up.
Okay. Now, you've called in because you heard me say think about that next time you groove along, didn't I?
Yeah.
And you've called in, having heard me say that, not 30 seconds ago. Because you are, let me get this right, you're anti-groove. You think grooves, such as in bits of wood, side of the road, wherever a groove might be, you want to see it it jailed, or at least, at the very least, put beyond use. Is that right?
Well, that's right. I mean, if you looked at the dictionary definition of groove, and it says it's a cut in a board to receive the tongue of another board.
Yeah.
Filth. Filth.
Yes.
Absolute filth.
Right.
I mean, they say that, you know, they say groove is in the heart. I mean, I reckon it's more groove is in the arse, personally.
Well, yeah. Well, they do say that. Yeah, that's certainly one of them.
I mean, not literally. I mean figuratively.
Yeah. Did you vote groove sit then? You voted to leave the grooves?
Yeah. I was very much groove sit this year, last year, whatever it was. I can't remember now.
Okay.
It was not long ago.
All right. I'm going to bring in Nathan, who is who voted to remain for grooves to remain. Didn't you, Nathan?
I did indeed. I did. Hello.
Hello there. Thank you for joining us. So, listen, Neil there, very very anti-groove. Groove's not in the heart for him. Far from it. Grooves are disgusting.
It's such a prehistoric notion for anyone to have nowadays in this day and age. I love a bit of wood. And if a wood is able to contain another wood through a groove, through a crevice, if you like, through a groove for more wood to go into, I think it's a brilliant idea. Never have enough wood. You can never have enough wood.
Right.
So you combine them all together and think you can use them for other things besides wood. You can make doors with metal.
Yeah.
Metal doors. Have you seen that? Honestly, it's incredible.
So you for grooves, you in fact have a groovy kind of love, of course.
Not really. I don't really get out much.
Okay. Let me talk about government figures, because it's important to note this, because at the outset, isn't it? The government, for a start, the question is, are they doing enough? But is enough? Is 40,000 more grooves by 2018? That's what the government have said. Only this afternoon in Parliament, 40,000 more grooves by 2018. Neil, that's horrible music to your ears, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's clearly far too many grooves. I mean, we've got enough grooves in this country as it is. I mean, just as I look around now, I can see grooves.
How many grooves?
You know, hang on a minute. 3 grooves here at the moment.
Right, that is too many. That's too many.
Far too many, far too many. If I turn around, I can't see any at all.
Right. Nathan, is it right for an MP to touch a journalist's groove?
Excuse me?
Is it right for an MP to touch a journalist's groove?
Well, each of their own.
Right.
Personally, that's something I would never go anywhere near.
Good. There aren't... I'll tell you, the reason you can only see three grooves, Neil, I mean, I was looking at the figures on this earlier... There aren't many grooves now left in the wild, are they? They're mostly domesticated.
Yeah, they are. I mean, that's fine. If people do, you know, on their own time, if they want to look after a groove, they can look after a groove.
Yeah.
I don't want them anywhere near me at the minute. In fact, there's only two grooves now. One of them's blown away.
Right. You know, there's a woman at the moment, isn't there? There's a woman at the moment.
There is a woman.
Yeah.
There is a woman at the minute, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's always one, but yeah.
There is. And she's been... Well, here's the thing. She's been jailed in Egypt, right? She took some tongue and groove wood through customs. Honest mistake. She didn't know she was going to renovate a kitchen. And she didn't realise that's a country where tongue and groove is illegal in Egypt. Is that the sort of society, Neil, that you want, where people are no platformed and arrested even for taking tongue and groove through customs?
No. Yeah, absolutely correct. Yes, I mean, why should we be any different? I mean, I understand that Sweden had done these trials about keeping grooves, you know, away from people.
Yeah,
and I think I'd rather move to Sweden than Egypt, because they've got good meatballs there, as far as I'm concerned.
Right, Nathan, where would you draw the line between the joining of your meatballs and your groove?
I draw it along the groove, because it always makes things a bit easier. I've got grooves, I've got drawing grooves on all of my tables, and it means I'm able to draw very straight lines all the time.
Right. What do you make of these people then who no platform? This is university students, of course. No platforming grooves, aren't they, at university? I mean, people find them offensive. Is that the right thing to do?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Well, it's. We are slightly running out of time. In this.
Can I just mention about those people that work so hard?
Yeah.
That they actually get into a groove.
Yeah.
And I think that is, you know, there's easier ways to relax.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. So just to finish, have a quick listen to this. I mean, that's getting into the groove, isn't it? What about this one? And that's the world without grooves, isn't it? That's what you'll get, and I suppose you're going to be happy with that, Neil.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine with me, absolutely. I mean, Madonna can get in the sea as well, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. All right. Now, look, we've got to finish it there because more to come. But thank you. Thanks for joining. Can you sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Nathan?
Words.
Thank you, Neil.
Bootsy Collins.
Good. Do we need grooves? I mean, there they are. With tongues, do we need it though? Do we need grooves? That's the question, I suppose. They are around. There aren't as many in the wild as they used to be, as we said, but do we need them? We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got sash windows and Lurpak butter. Why do we need grooves? Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with a word.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And you're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I know who Charlene married. I know what a flux capacitor does. I know how to write hello on a calculator. And I know how to do the big fish, little fish. But I don't know my state pension.
Find out more about your state pension and how much it should be. Get to know your pension. Visit yourpension.gov.uk.
A perfect journey has no interruptions. Take the quickest route with navigation and real-time traffic information in the Volvo V40R design. A perfect journey sounds different every time. Listen to your favorite music via internet radio. And a perfect journey needs a perfect finale. Park easily with Rear Park Assist. With monthly rentals of £199, the Volvo V40 T2R design Nav Plus has everything you need to make your journey perfect.
For your personal contract hire, initial rental 2750, Volvo Car Financial Services. Offer ends December 31st, subject to status. You will not own the car. 18s and over. Guarantee may be required. Mileage and return conditions apply. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Take a test drive today at your local Volvo showroom. Volvo. Human made.
Had enough football ads yet? We have. Because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm. Like the practical training for new installers. And the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention? £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app.
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm. Easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Cara joining video conference.
Hi, Cara. Wow, check out your tan.
Thanks. I just got back from Greece.
Oh, nice. So, tell me, do we have 50 of this dress?
App says yes, but I'll double check. Yep, I'll send you some pics.
Fab.
Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles, desktops, laptops and tablets to improve productivity. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
That moment when you promise yourself an early night, but end up on the phone in a YouTube wormhole until 2 a.m. Or that moment when you're walking and texting and look up to see the person you almost walked into glaring at you. Or what about that moment when you're driving and check your messages and don't notice that pedestrian? If you look at your phone for a couple of seconds at 30 miles per hour, you miss 100 feet of road. Don't have that moment. Think. Put your phone away.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Greater Manchester, we are seeing queuing traffic due to early debris on the carriageway that is on the M60. That's affecting you anti-clockwise between Junction 2 and Junction 1 for Stockport Pyramid. There's congestion there back to Junction 3. All lanes there have been reopened, but delays are still remaining. And elsewhere in the West Midlands, the A34 Green Lane is closed in both directions. We are seeing queuing traffic due to a building fire. It's between Stockton Close and Stevenson Avenue. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Yo-ha!
Hello?
Where am I?
Are you trapped in an infinite quantum loop of ever-changing parallel universes? No? Wonderful. Then why not use Yopa to sell your home? With Yopa, you get your own dedicated local estate agent using the latest technology to give you a totally personal service. And all for a low fixed fee from £839. You'd need a pretty good reason not to.
Help me!
Book a free valuation of your home at yopa.co.uk. Yopa!
Seriously, why not?
Higher London fee, terms apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And what we're going to do now is very much help you out. If indeed you have a Kickstarter project, we do like to help people with Kickstarter projects by giving their Kickstarter project a kick up the arse. And we invite them on the radio to talk about their project, whatever their hope and their dream might be. That is what we're here for. Today is no exception, so let's meet one. And one such hoper and dreamer is on the line now. Three words, that's what concerns us. Agatha is... Am I getting that right? Is it Agatha?
Agatha.
Agatha. Right, fine. Three words, Agatha. Coffee for dogs.
Okay, so, first of all, how I found everything, it was because of my natural need. I had an endometriosis, and it was a very painful experience, you know? And I was drinking a birth control pill, mm-hmm. and I understood that I just hate it because it changed my body and I was always in a different mood each like few minutes, and I decided to quit them. And then I was searching for something like natural remedies, and I remember that I had a depression around 1 year and a half ago, and I met Birgit. He is a MD, like West Modern Medicine. He's a pharmacist, but he was also a herbalist. And he was learning everything from Tibet monks, you know. He was there for 3 years.
Okay,
and
Tibetan monks, yeah.
And he prescribed me a burdock and dandelion coffee. So first of all, they had to detox, like clean my body and then energize my body and cells, you know. And of course, the most important, they had to stop the inflammation. And one day when I was in my backyard, I noticed that Cress, my first shelter dog, she was drinking my coffee.
Right. You know?
And I was, all right. But then I had that aha, you know, moment. And then I began to Google. And I found out that it's like a golden thing, you know, which we can only find, you know, behind our, you know, flutes or just in our, like, fields or forests. So then I Googled as well, why do we need them, you know? And I faced a really shocking statistics, you know, that, for example, 1 in 2 dogs in our days are getting cancer during their lifetime, you know, and only like 10% of it has like genetic cause. And even 90% are the result of unhealthy lifestyle,
right.
Or that diabetes in dogs has risen like over 900% since 2011. And I think it's pretty shocking and, very bad experience.
It is. You don't hear a lot, to be fair. You don't hear a lot about diabetes in dogs, do you?
Especially in our country, you know.
Yeah.
So I understood that what the doctors were doing to me. So they were doing like, they were trying to heal the consequences, but not to find the real cause. And then I understood that 90% of all these like shocking statistics is because of low quality of nutrition value we give to our dogs, you know. Because, for example, in our Kimball food, you just find a lot of carbs, but do not find the right amount of fat and protein, you
right.
know?
Yeah.
So I decided to adapt these herbs to our dogs, you know? And first of all, how with our vegan shampoos, you know, we're always testing on ourselves first. So for 1 month, for months I think, and a half, we were testing this coffee for our four dogs, you know.
So
and
you were, hang on, let me get back to that. You got a coffee for dogs, but you're drinking it first.
Yeah, I was drinking it first.
Yes.
I know, it's awesome.
Were you, please tell me, guys, were you lapping it out of a bowl?
You know, it's very hard to understand your accent. But
fair enough.
But I think this is right. I was drinking it from my cup, not from a bowl.
Okay, good. Right, fine. Just checking.
Sorry, the British, you know, humor. Well. Yes, yeah, so we just decided to adapt this for our dogs and then, you know, to make it and to just gift it to the worldwide, you know, dogs as well.
Yeah.
To dog owners too.
What I like about your website, this is your Kickstarter website, of course, is there's a video, obviously, but there's also pictures of dogs dressed in shirts with hands sharing a cup of coffee with you and enjoying it on their own while holding cups. And I, as a dog owner, know for a fact that dogs will drink out of cups. I mean, obviously, they won't hold them, but they will drink out of cups without thinking about it at all, won't they? So that's fine.
Yeah, but I think, I wanted to show, you know, people that we can both, you know, share this coffee. So I haven't thought about the better, you know, visual than just to really enjoy the coffee with your dog.
Yeah, so you, in the picture, you're drinking the same coffee as the dog is drinking.
Yes, of course. You know, the thing is that we are also mixing it with the coconut oil and MCT oil. So it's really your dog and you, and the taste is way better, you know, for the dogs.
So the dog, I mean, presumably the dog likes it. I mean, it's not like, you know, some health things aren't very nice tasting, but the dog, I mean, literally laps this up.
Yeah, of course. We, as I said, we first of all test on our dogs, so if they won't even try, you know, to drink it, we probably won't launch, you know, Kickstarter campaign. But yeah, they really like it. And the thing is that if the dog really, well, sometimes we tried with a few of our friends, you know, dogs, and one of them, they didn't like it, you know. So when we understood that we can also put the same herbs to your food, so basically it's the same result, you know, but a different type of, you know, serving.
Yeah, so you can sprinkle it on also, the, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, that's why we're saying in our, you know, commercial that you can also use it as a supplement for your dog's food, you know.
Have you ever, this is a question that everyone listening will want to know,
Okay.
Have you ever tried to eat dog food?
You know, I was always considering, because my cousin, she was always eating a dog food when we were younger. And I was always thinking, why does she do this, you know?
Yeah.
And I really tried it once. Because I'm very interested, I don't know, how does it, you know, taste? And the thing is that it's pretty sour.
It's revolting, isn't it? It's horrible, dog food.
It is horrible,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, I really understand why dogs do not, like, prefer fresh raw meat, you know, instead of Kimball. So,
yeah. I also like, by the way, because the coffee is called Roofie.
Yeah, we had a lot of attention.
I mean, and given, well, you know what I'm going to say next, don't you? that a roofie is, of course,
hundreds of emails about. I already know.
Notable drug. So the dog's not going to get high. We're not going to get a high dog.
No. Okay, they won't get to be high. Like, just, but you know, they might be a bit. Because we are encouraging everyone to mix it with MCT oil. And MCT oil is really concentrated coconut oil, like 18 times. So it really boosts your dog's mental, you know, focus and energy. So it might be a bit different, you know. For example, our dogs are more sharp. They're now better in training, you know. They're listening us more.
Does it? So, and I don't want to sort of get too bogged down in it, but obviously what comes out of the other end of a dog is also a subject that people are concerned with. Does it, how should we put this, does it alter the consistency, the smell? Does it alter what comes out of the other end of the dog?
Because when they poop.
Yes, exactly.
Let's talk to me, okay? Well, no, there is no difference.
Okay.
Really.
You know, I was hoping. You see, what you could do is
smelling the difference, you know, and comparing and making.
What you should be doing is coming up with something. Coming up with something that yes is good for the dog, but also makes their poo smell of perfume or something like that.
Yeah,
So it's just thinking of the future.
Okay, I mean, maybe we need to film another commercial, you know?
Yeah, well. So, look, what do you... oh, by the way, I also like, speaking of drinking coffee and dogs, the source of your statistic, average dog lifespan almost shrank double since the 1970s, is the source is called Dr. Michael Lapin, which I sort of like. Yeah. Given that that's what the dog would be doing to the coffee. It's on Kickstarter, of course. So, and people can find you on there by searching, what, Roofy, presumably?
Yeah. Now, I think even on the Twitter, if you enter Roofy, there is a lot of tweets now. And even we have an Instagram hashtag, too.
Of course you do. It's very modern. All right, so essentially, you've already got this stuff. So it's people, you want to manufacture it in a wider sense, presumably, and that's what the Kickstarter project's about.
Well, you know, we're now thinking that to make it more not like a coffee, maybe, but more like a supplement for your dog's, you know, food. So maybe it's more like we aren't eating everything, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think it would be more serious for people, because now when we're saying there's coffee for dogs, they do not understand the real...
I mean, I was confused.
Smiling all the time and laughing.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I think that's good, though. It gets people talking about it, which is, you know, when we found it, it was like, coffee for dogs, what? And that, you know, is why we sort of got in touch.
I know.
So I kind of like it.
It sounds silly, but it's a really like serious, you know, product behind it. And And we also now, you know, have a voting system when we encourage everyone to select the best name for our Woofy, because, well, you know, because of all this buzz, we thought maybe it's a better way to change our name, and we prepared the voting.
I don't know. I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
Roofy, yes. The world's first coffee dogs. Should say it comes from root and coffee, of course. Look, Agata, we wish you all the best with it, of course. There we have it. If you want to, you know, feed your... Give your dog a cup of coffee. You know, a coffee morning with dogs. What could be nicer? People like dogs. Hipster cafes nowadays, of course, have pets in them, don't they? Hipster cafes. You can go to stroke a dog while you're drinking a coffee. Now you can share your coffee. That's a guard to there. If you're on Kickstarter, you can search for that. Roofy, R-O-O-F-F-E-E, the world's first coffee for dogs. If you've got a hope and a dream and an idea and want to feed an animal something that would be weird for it, and you'd like the public to pay for it, then why not get in touch with us and we'll stick you on the radio to promote it. Here's the number, 87222. You can start your message with the word talk or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with any word you like. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. That was us kicking a Kickstarter up the arse. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Former Welsh Government Minister Carl Sargent has died just days after being sacked. He was suspended last week from the Labour Party over allegations about his personal conduct. Talk Radio's David Spencer has more.
Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn's reacted to news of Mr Sargent's death, calling it terrible and deeply shocking news. It's believed he took his own life after being removed from the Welsh Cabinet last week. His family's released a statement saying they're devastated beyond words.
Boris Johnson plans to visit Iran in the wake of a blunder which could lengthen the sentence of a British woman who's jailed in the country. Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe has been prison in there since April last year, and it's claimed comments the Foreign Secretary made have justified her detention to continue. A man who murdered his daughter 2 weeks after formally adopting her has been jailed for at least 18 years. Matthew Scully Hicks has been given a life sentence for violently shaking Elsie and striking her head at their home in Cardiff last year. Disgraced entertainer Rolf Harris has started a court of appeal battle to clear his name. The 87-year-old is making a fresh bid to challenge indecent assault convictions. And the RAC and the AA are both warning prices at petrol stations are likely to rise in the next few weeks. It's because of uncertainty and instability in the oil markets. The weather: evening rain over southeastern parts will slowly drift eastwards, turning chilly with frost tonight with lows of just 1 degree. Tomorrow will be dry with some good spells of sunshine for many, but more rain will arrive in northern and western parts later on, highs of 10. There's more news in just under half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
Because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. The bulletins are only 2 minutes long. They're not jazzy enough in my mind. And so they need to be zuzzed up a bit. And the way to do that, of course, is to bring you bonus news at around 3:30. It's animal, vegetable or mineral, because that covers everything off. Today we bring you vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Okay, so I'm really shocked with today's vegetable news.
Are you?
Because there are two stories which I never thought I'd ever see in vegetable news. We've been doing it a while.
Yeah.
And they're shocking.
Right, shocking.
A gardener who bought a massive bag of fertiliser to grow super-sized vegetables got a visit from anti-terror police.
Of course he did.
Right.
Yeah, so two uniformed officers arrived at John Handrahan Cook's house unannounced on Monday, and they searched every room. And it's because he ordered a 55 sack of explosive calcium nitrate fertiliser from eBay, along with some growing tubes, together with more fertiliser, screws, plastic sheeting, to build an onion house.
Right.
And it was flagged to police as potential terrorist activity.
Well, I suppose that's because you can use sort of without, you know, giving away instructions on bomb making on the radio.
Yeah, don't do that. You could get jailed for that.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Okay,
but fertiliser is a well-known ingredient for homemade explosives.
If this man is even suspected, he should be locked up.
Yeah. That's not how the law
that's
works.
Obviously just...
Yeah, I know, but that's what lots of people call for, isn't it?
It is what
so
they... It is, that's
lock
true.
Him up.
Lock him up. Lock him up. Take away his fertiliser.
I mean, he just wanted to grow onions and massive runner beans.
Likely story.
Put his onions beyond
no
use.
No one likes runner beans.
Yeah.
I don't like runner beans.
Yeah,
I
see,
don't like runner beans.
It's all very suspicious.
Yeah.
My neighbours always used to give us runner beans as well, because they had too many.
My dad grows runner beans.
Well, why?
And he gives, your dad's a
every
terrorist.
Every time I see him, he gives me a bag of runner beans.
Terrorist.
And I just put them in the bin. I
do you hear what Cornelius is accusing your dad of being?
Well, he's right. That's fair enough. He is in prison for terror-related activity. But he also likes growing runner beans. So, in fact, as the police said at the time, he's done a runner bean. That's what they... And his nickname is runner bean Holmes. That's what they call him. It's his nickname in the...
I'm going to move on
fraternity.
Because this is a terrible joke.
Don't call my dad a joke. Anyway, it's fine.
No, I'm you.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
So next, a Second World War bomb found in an 81-year-old German pensioner's garden has been revealed to be a monster courgette.
That's right. It did look a little bit like a bomb, though.
Have
from
you
the
seen
picture.
This?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So police were called to his home.
Yeah.
Well, he should be locked
in Britain.
Up. He should be locked up.
Yep.
And, yeah, it was a 40-centimetre-long courgette.
I like the way you've themed explosives and vegetables in this.
Yeah, I even wrote meanwhile, and then I thought, I won't say that.
I can't wait for what the third one's going to be. But, yeah, you're right. And the police were called, and then it was, a courgette, not a bomb. Yeah.
And unexploded bombs are unearthed quite frequently. There,
yeah, my dad grows them in his allotment.
I've got one more story.
Gives me a bag of them every time I go,
I thought you said he was in prison.
Yeah, every time I visit him in prison, he gives me a bag of...
So he grows
in the prison
bombs
allotment.
In prison.
That's right.
I mean, that's quite a scandal.
The prison allotment. Oh,
prison allotment, thank you. Exactly that, yeah. The music's finished.
Do you want to talk more about vegetables?
Well, have you got some more vegetable news?
Yeah, I've even brought vegetables into the studio.
There's no way to talk about Cornelius.
It's not what I was referring to. Here are some carrot batons. Look, I finally got them.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the third story?
No.
Oh.
That's just an aside.
I assumed it was too.
Oh, no, it's just an aside.
Okay, vegetable news.
Crisis over. I can now eat my hummus.
Yeah,
and finally, would you drink
no.
a Brussels sprout juice?
No.
No, obviously not. Thanks very much.
So a trendy juice bar, which is called Crush, has created it for its new Christmas range. Apparently, it's green, obviously. It contains 15 Brussels sprouts, and they're hailed as an unsung hero.
I do like a Brussels sprout. I'm a big fan of Brussels sprouts, but I don't think I would drink the juice of them. But give me the right circumstance with Brussels sprouts, a little bit of bacon, then absolutely right.
I like chestnuts in there.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I know, I totally would do a Brussels sprout. Bubble and squeak, that kind of thing. Yeah. So I'm a fan of the sprout.
But not a juiced sprout.
No.
What happens if they juiced a bit of bacon to go in there too?
I don't know. Would you drink bacon juice?
No, because I'm vegetarian.
Good point. Is that vegetable news?
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Victoria, there with
vegetable news.
That's right, on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Next, guest action, as we meet two of the persons behind the podcast, the hit podcast, no less, and indeed spin-off BBC Two programme, of There's No Such Thing as a Fish. The QI Elves will be here to talk all things fact. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Marriage, true love. Andrew, you, Stanley Pellegrin, Fabio Beecham, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife.
That's a good question. I don't really know.
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not.
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer. Join me every weekday morning from 10 for the perfect partnership of debate and comment, which always gets a great reception.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Oh, gosh, she's rather pretty, though. And is she wealthy?
There is a person who can help deliver aid to the desperate under the most challenging conditions. They can maintain equipment so advanced, most don't even know it exists. And they can start by committing just 27 days a year. That person's you. As an RAF reservist, you'll receive world-class training to develop new and existing skills. And you can do it all in your spare time. Find your role as an RAF reservist. Search RAF recruitment now.
Hi, I'm an African elephant, and I'm getting on a bit, but hey, I've been grey and wrinkly my whole life. I think I look rather distinguished. My eyesight changing, now that's the tough part, especially when you keep confusing a hippo for your wife. I've tried glasses, but they slipped down my trunk. I just want them to stay put, and for my wife to take me back.
Time to try varifocal contact lenses. Pop into Specsavers for a free trial. Current prescription required, subject to suitability and availability. See in store for conditions.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Landlords, Direct Line guarantees to be other insurers' renewal premiums for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Switch to Direct Line Landlord. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Tool time at TradePoint with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. Two for £38 on selected Titan power tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in store for even more deals. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
Alarms are there to keep us safe, and level crossings are no different. If you jump the flashing red light or try to weave around the barriers, you're not only breaking the law, you're putting your life at serious risk. Even if you're dying to get somewhere, it's not worth dying for. Always stop on amber at level crossings, or you're on dangerous ground. Watch Worth the Risk, our virtual reality film at youtube.com/networkrail, or download the Network Rail Level Crossings app.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Greater Manchester, we are still seeing queuing traffic due to earlier debris on the carriageway. It's on the M60 anti-clockwise between Junction 2 and Junction 1 for the Stockport Pyramid. Congestion there is still back to Junction 3. All lanes have been reopened, but delays are still remaining. And elsewhere in Surrey, one lane blocked now and some very slow traffic due to a broken down van on the M3. That is southbound. That's between Junction 3 and Junction 4 around Camberley. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Are you stuck in a whale's blowhole? No? Great. Then why not use Yopa to sell your home? With Yopa, you get your own dedicated local estate agent using the latest technology to give you a totally personal service. And all for a low fixed fee from £839. You'd need a ruddy good reason not to.
Oh no! Not again!
Book a free valuation of your home at yopa.co.uk. Yopa, seriously. Why not? Higher London fee, terms apply.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Now, there's a lot going on in the news, of course. We've been talking about the Paradise Papers. We know now that Her Majesty the Queen squirrels her fortune. It's your money. Squirrels it away, of course, on an offshore island that she's the monarch of. So, technically, she owns that island and also owns the shore. So, it's not technically offshore. It actually is hers. And anyway, her picture's on all the money. So, that's fine. She can do what she bloody well likes. Right, so that's the Queen. Bono, of course, is implicated as well, making poverty history, but he never lied about that. He always said he wanted to do that. We just assumed it was everyone else's, not his own. And Mrs. Brown's boys, also implicated in the Paradise Papers, and that's the funniest thing they've ever done. But there's a lot going on. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around
it. Don't you worry. We're here to help. As we all know, the only way to analyse the news, it's already well having Andrew Marr, it's already well having Robert Peston, it's already well having journalists looking into the news, but we find by far the most effective way, if you drill down into the news, to the very basis of the current affair, what you end up with, of course, is Japanese poetry. That makes it easy to understand. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Bojo Gaff could cost Mum five more years in jail, can't they take him instead?
The news in haikus. Okay then, we promise you hot guest action, and once again, that is exactly what we are delivering. You'll know QI, you'll also know the QI Elves, you'll know their spin-off podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish. You'll probably know they've gone on to great success on BBC Two, and indeed a live tour, and now, as it's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview, we know we don't lie. To the listener, they know what's going on.
How can you tell? Is it because we're holding our books?
Yeah, yeah. It's because you're just waving. It's radio. No one can see you. But it doesn't matter. You're still waving your book around like there's no tomorrow. James and Anna from No Such Thing as Fish. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome along. Okay, let's get that bit out of the way. Yeah. Right, so you're flogging a book?
We are.
Is it a new book?
It is, Anna.
Yeah, yes, it is, James. It's called...
Back to you, James. it's the banter between them that I like.
We're the new Chuckle Brothers.
No, it is a book. It's called The Book of the Year, yeah. And it's about all the news that's happened in the last year, but only the really interesting news or the really funny news, or like we've drilled down beneath the news to find the stuff that you
Japanese poetry,
haven't read yourself. The Japanese poetry beneath the news.
Well, yeah. We have some vegetable news, don't we?
We've got
heard you talking
news.
About vegetable news earlier. The world's first avocado restaurant, where every dish contains avocado, opened in New York. It ran out of avocados on its first day.
I mean...
Look, avocado is a fruit, presumably, right? Technically...
Yeah, good point, actually.
I also have
a
tomato.
So you and your facts. I mean, you're as good as that avocado restaurant that ran out on the first day. You came a cropper on your first fact there. But look, it's been an enormous success, hasn't it? And these books, you know, I've got the books in the toilet. You know, the QI books, because that's I'm not saying that's what they're fit for, but it's a good place to put them.
They're very absorbent.
You sort of go in and you sort of dip in and out.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, why do you think QI and then all the rest of it is so successful? Is it just kind of an insatiable desire for facts that we all kind of have?
Yeah, I think we do have that. I think it's like feeding... Everyone wants to feed their minds, don't they? It's like food for your brain. And everyone loves facts. I think nerd culture and geek culture has really become very, very strong in the last 10 years. And social media helps because everyone can connect with each other and share these obscure facts with each other.
Yeah.
And then especially this year with fake facts and fake news, then I think having an antidote to that hopefully is something that people really want.
And what did... So how did you get to be QI Elves? Because that's... You know, those credits would come at the end of QI and everyone would, just the fact that you were called the Elves, everyone was like, what's this? What is this?
Well, we were called Elves by Stephen Fry.
Yes.
Because he's a big Tolkien fan. But the way we got the jobs is different ways for different people.
Of course.
Basically just turning up and never leaving. I was an accountant in Manchester, started sending them facts. They gave me a job, basically.
Wow.
I never went back.
Yeah. Who knew it was that easy? I mean, that's remarkable.
I know.
Yeah, so you've gone from sort of... I mean, think of all those celebrities that have lost out with their offshore funds because you've left the profession. You could have helped them out. I mean, you could have been the Queen's accountant by now.
But you wouldn't have, would you, James?
No.
Absolutely not.
And rightly so. Because it's morally dubious. What about you, Anna? Where did you... Were you doing something else, sending facts in? Or
We all came through sending facts in, but before QI, I worked a bit in politics in Scotland and then in Australian advertising. And I just didn't really have a fixed career path. And then came back to London and there was an internship going where a group of us, so I wrote off to the people who run QI, and a group of us got invited to their lovely house in the countryside to mine facts for them for a few weeks. Yeah. And then I mined enough facts.
So
and I stuck around.
See, when I was at school, right, facts came from the Encyclopedia Britannica. Mm-hmm. That's what we had. And then someone invented the internet. There was an Encarta DVD-ROM at some point as well. Do you remember that?
I miss Encarta.
That you got free with a PC. That came along. But then that got blown out of the water by the internet itself. So when, in the old days, you had to go and properly research facts, right?
Yeah.
You can look it up. Now, right, I mean, it's at the fingertips, right? So when you are looking up facts, you must have to dig deeper than anyone else. Where do you go?
Well, I think that is fair to say. I think we do read books, of course, and we read newspapers, but probably we're very thankful for the internet, not just because we have a podcast, which is on the internet, but probably the QI work that we do might not be possible. And certainly the podcast probably wouldn't be possible because we do one every week and it's four fascinating facts that you've never heard before.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that would be possible without the internet.
No, it was just slower back in the olden days, wasn't it? Yeah. And like James says, when we're doing QI research particularly, we'll read quite a few books because you've got a bit more time on your hands. But then, I mean, people have so little time, I think, that even reading to the very bottom of a long article in the New Yorker or something is something that most people haven't done. So if we do it, then we've got a fact that most people don't have.
Yeah. And in terms of how you approach it on the podcast, so this is what the format is, of course. You know, the idea is you bring a fact to the table to amaze everyone else and then everyone sort of discusses it.
Yeah.
Are you just trying to outdo each other with fact? I mean, clearly.
I think that's kind of how it started, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
If you came into the QI office in Covent Garden, you'd kind of see a load of silence and then suddenly one person's head popping up over a computer and say, you'll never guess what I've just read, that if you're drunk, it's easier to speak Dutch, for instance, which is a recent study they did on that. So, and it's just, you see that and you want to tell everyone, and it's just those kind of, I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to tell you that.
And that's part of the success, isn't it? Because then people take away those facts and then, you know, regale at dinner parties.
Yeah.
Exactly. We hope we're improving people's social lives somewhere, somehow.
We're certainly not improving our own, are we?
And the tour there, because this has now become much bigger than you probably even imagined.
Oh, yeah.
Whereby, so we have podcasts, we have books, we had a TV show, of course, which was the news-based one, and live tour off the back of it.
Yes, exactly. We're going on tour at the end of November. We're going to be in Nottingham, in Manchester, in Coventry, in Dunstable, in Birmingham, a whole load of places.
You have, of course, dredged up facts for each town, which we were presenting on the night, I imagine.
Oh, have we?
Of course.
have you got a Coventry fact, Anna, then?
I got a Coventry... Actually, we did... Yeah, we do have a good Coventry fact from today, which is that... So, Lady Godiva is famous for Coventry connections. And people used to parade through the streets and have paraded through the streets on the same day every year because of the Lady Godiva story. But during the Puritan era, people were so Puritan that when the person was parading through the streets being Lady Godiva on her horse, the horse had to wear trousers.
That is a good fact.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
There is in Coventry, if you there's a clock in the town centre. Okay. It's very 60s architecture, of course, Coventry, because it got very heavily bombed in the war. And there's a clock that works, I'd say, 30% of the time, where Lady Godiva, a nude lady on a horse, comes out of a wall.
Wow. No way.
Yeah, not a real nude lady, obviously.
That's a terrible job to have.
So, what do I have to do again? and sort of goes around, and a peeping Tom, which of course is where that comes from, with the lady, peeps out of another section of the wall and watches the nude lady go around on the clock. There you go.
We will go and see that when we're in Coventry.
Definitely.
I've got another Coventry fact for you.
Okay.
I once followed the lead singer of The Primitives, Tracy, when they were in the charts with Crash in the 1980s, Topshop in Coventry, because I was a big fan of her, and then got embarrassed when I saw her sort of buying underwear and ran away.
That's a great fact.
So if you want to put that in your next book, you be my guest.
Thanks so much for that.
There we go. She's very much me, the modern Lady Godiva. I don't know.
Apart from she was buying clothes.
But she was naked while she was doing it, which was weird. Sort of tribute. I don't know what she was up to. In terms of this tour, then, what's the format of the tour? Is it sort of all of you on the tour sitting round? What's the sort of?
So it's two halves. The first half we'll be talking about the book of the year, our new book. We'll be talking about that and kind of our favourite facts from the year. So, for instance, the fact that in his first 100 days of office, Donald Trump played more rounds of golf than professional golfer Rory McIlroy, things like that. And then in the second half, we'll do an actual podcast, and then that'll go out in the next week.
Great. While you're here, that obviously the point, we've had some facts, but you know, just as you are, and we, you know, we're a news-based show, so and we have to follow the news quite closely. That's our job. But you know, tell me things I might not know. News-based facts.
All right. Well, it's not super hard hitting, but did you know that this?
Well, I can imagine that. In terms of how.
They couldn't organise it on time to get the venue right, so they had to actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we could. As 2017 facts go, that's almost a metaphor for the whole Brexit.
Yeah, exactly.
Thing, isn't it? So you've kind of summed up the year for us there.
It seems lighthearted and frivolous, but actually, it's got some very serious undertones.
Yeah,
exactly.
I've got another fact for you, by the way, is that you can't say the word on the radio, which you just did twice. But you know, you can take that as any kind of fact you want, Anna.
I am so sorry.
It's all right though, because what happened is there's a dump button.
Yeah.
And Chloe through there pressed it every time you said it.
Oh, I'm so sorry, everyone.
It actually didn't get broadcast.
Thank you, Chloe.
So you don't need to apologise.
Wow, thank you, Chloe. I retract
my apologise. We apologise to you.
Yes.
I don't care. Say it again for all I care.
But Chloe, apparently
not.
See, we're not pros. We're from behind the scenes. This is why we shouldn't be doing this.
Anyway, look, it's been lovely to have you in.
Oh, thanks for having us.
So, book's out now.
Yes, it is.
Tour dates are on the website, probably.
Yeah, qi.com/fish tour.
There
fish
you go.
Events.
Podcast available on all good podcast platforms.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And now that word you said, off. that's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Sam Delaney's with you next. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi, John.
Yeah.
I was very upset by the disgusting language on our show. And I think I speak for many listeners when I say this was an awful car crash. And very upset. That aside, I'm assuming we might even lead on what's happened here.
Yeah, I think
today.
So. It's a scandal, that is.
So we'll be picking through the bones of that and what's left of yours and Con's career.
Yeah, very good.
And also talking about Boris Johnson, who's also been scandalised by accidentally making a British citizen stay in prison in Iran for 5 years, which is the opposite of what he should be doing in his job.
Well,
so we'll be looking at how long he and you and Con can stay in your current positions.
It's all coming next on Talk Radio with Sam Delaney. We're back tomorrow 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lift.